We'll reconvene Board of Equalization at 1:05 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is still on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Bauman, Thiemann, Dorn, and Byers. At this morning's equalization meeting, we had a motion by Mr. Bauman, second by Mr. Hill, for an emergency action for the destroyed property. That's not necessary due to our resolution. Due to our population, that's not necessary. So I suppose I'd ask for you.
I'll withdraw my motion.
Is that all right with you, Mr. Hill?
Yes.
All right. We'll withdraw that, and that'll be off the table. We have a list of people for public comment, and this will have to work back and forth with the assessor's office some so that we know what properties we're talking about specifically. But I'll just go down the list. If there's anybody else that wants to speak or protest, if you could get your name on a list for us, I'd appreciate it. First up would be Glenn Katz.
He's number 31.
Is that on the change? Are these all on the change, I assume?
I would assume. Well, they could be on no change or change.
Can I pass anything out?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Before you start, will you state your name?
Glenn Katz, 595 Ridgeview Drive, Pickerel.
Will you raise your right hand? You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Can I pass
it? Yeah, Glenn, if you want to hand stuff out to us.
I'm out for
you. Maybe you better.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Yep. Careful for the step there, too. It's kind of a tricky one behind you.
I initialed on my dress just saying you'd use the initials instead of the A, B, C, and D instead of the name on any of these. A is myself. Now, I've always used B as a comp because it was built the same year mine was. And it's a nice home. And I've been gone by square feet, per the appraised value per square feet or the assessed value. And that's at 112. It's written up there at the top. And mine's at 132. So I've always been using that house. At the courthouse, at the assessor's office, I always thought it was listed on the sheet as 100% brick, but Lloyd went down and looked at it, and he says it's only about 56% brick. So that would make some difference. But in the 2014-15, mine jumped up $64,510, and that house jumped up $10,995, about $11,000. And the reason mine jumped up so much is Patty told me that there was a lot of people up north that used my house as a comp. So she put me in the kind of that northern section of Gates County, which is Township 6. And I'm in, which is Cretonia, Highland, Nemaha, Adams. I'm in Township 5, which is Grant, Holt, and I'm in Holt and Hanover. And Lloyd told me the other day that I should not be classified as in the northern part of Gates County because the Lincoln buyers have not come that far south. So I think that's why she jumped mine up to 64,000 that one year. So I guess that's the only thing I can say about B. Now in C, I used that house. It's a nice house, bigger than mine. And it's in that six township, which is, and it's 7 years older than mine, built in 2015, or 1995 was what I meant to say. So it's 7 years older than mine, but it's at $87 a square foot. So that's quite a bit less. And and I brought in D. That's a newer home that was built in 2013. So that's 11 years newer than my home. And it's 142. But so that's $10 higher than mine, but it's 13 years newer or 11 years newer. So if we want to go by age, then why isn't mine $40 to $50 below this one? Because it's 11 years newer than my home, and the one that I used on C, that is 7 years older than my home. So something doesn't quite equal out as far as on my property, because I'm at the top end of everything. But the big jump was in that 2014 when mine jumped up $64,000, and the house that I was using for a comp all the time jumped up $11,000. And you look at that house of C from 2009 to 2018, it went up $1,250. That's all that house has ever jumped up in that amount of years. In 9 years, that house only jumped up a little over $1,000. And that is a nice home in the Township 6. So something is just not equal. For one thing,
yeah.
I'm being classified as in the northern part of Gates County in the Township 6, which I shouldn't be because I'm in Township 5. In Hope Township. And like Lloyd told me that just the other day, that the Lincoln buyers have not come that far south. Now, as you got the whole assessed value of my property, I put up a building 2 years ago, and they had it at like $100,000 or something, and Lloyd dropped it down. I had all the figures of what I paid for that building, and it was come to like $60,000. And he come out and looked at it, and I hadn't added the rock. I didn't figure the rock was much better than dirt, but he added $1,500 for rock when he come out and looked at it. So he lowered my building, but I had all the figures black on white. So I don't see how it ever could have been valued at $100,000. And he dropped it down to $60,000 some. So that part they reduced, but I still say my house is really unfair, especially when you compare it to the C, where mine went up $64,000 in 1 year, and that house in 9 years has only gone up $1,250, and it's a new house built in 1995, and the house that I used in as D. You know, that's a newer house, 11 years newer than mine. So I figured mine ought to at least be $40 to $50 less than that one, if we're going by age.
Glenn, did you bring these to the assessor ahead of time? I assume everybody.
I met with Lloyd.
Okay.
A couple times.
Okay.
And he didn't want to lower the house, and I think it's because Patty put it in class with the northern section of Gage County, and Lloyd told me the other day that I should not be in that. I should not be in that comp. I should be. I'm out of the Lincoln buyers where I'm at in Township 6.
Okay. Patty, do you want to make comment on this? Because I mean, this is exactly what we want people to do: bring in comparables so we can actually equalize.
Basically, first of all, I haven't talked to Glenn at all this year, Mr. Coutts. I haven't talked to you, from what I remember, at all this year, right?
You did the other day in the office, and you told me the same thing, that my house had been used more than any house that you could remember as a comp.
Okay.
And that was for the houses. No, we have not discussed.
Yeah, I don't remember this year talking.
No,
okay.
That was
I didn't remember
no,
talking.
No, it's all been with Lloyd.
Okay. Since 2015, we've had you valued at the 326,520. So 15, 16, and 17, this house has been valued the same.
Well, yeah, just go by the house. Don't go by the including the land.
Okay.
Just go by the house. Well, I mean, that's what I'm comparing. I'm not complaining about the land.
15, 16, and 17, and 18, this house has not been increased.
Has not been changed. But but look at 14 to 15.
Right.
That's what I'm complaining about.
There has been some protests that have been brought to this board based on equalization, based on people that have filed, you know, protests and brought Glenn's house up as a comparable or as, you know, an equalization issue. And so that's, I think, what he's talking about. Those go back a few years. And so what I'm saying is his house has been used as a comparable by other protesters. We did make some changes, and that looked to be like back in.
But what?
It looks like in 15 we did an adjustment. You protested in 06 also.
Right.
So that's way back. But 15 was the last time that you had protested and there was an adjustment made. And at one time, I believe, we went to Turk on your house, didn't we? Did you ever
somebody,
go to Turk?
You told me somebody took it
that's
to
right.
Turk.
That's right.
I have not gone
that's
to Turk.
That's right. Somebody
you said somebody took it.
Taken me to Turk with his house as a comparable. So those were the discussions that we had based on other people using his home as a comparable. So just say for clarification, I haven't spoke to him this year as far as, you know, but did discuss some of the things over the past. So
the people at Turk, and I don't know who they are. I have never been there. They don't realize the difference between Township 6 and Township 5. I don't think they probably do. Maybe some of them do realize how the Duncan traffic or buyers have come down in northern Gage County, but they have not come down in Township 5.
And I don't know how Turk looks at things either.
I don't know either. But when you look at this C, that house changed $1,250 in those 9 years. Now, That just is not fair.
If I could, Glenn, your ceilings in your house are 10 foot tall.
No, well, some 10.
They're higher than 8.
Right.
I'm just positive that your number C is. There's a couple things. One is it's a house in town of Adams, it only has 8 foot ceilings.
Houses in Adams are selling hot. They're selling fast.
All right. And just to be clear, the reason I left your house assessment the way it was is because I honestly feel that's the value of your house.
Yeah, but I'm valued with the houses in Township 6.
Nah,
that's where Patty raised them, too.
I've got a 10-foot, a newer construction. Well, actually built the same year as yours in Township 2, Range 5. Now, it's a two-story, but if you just take the main level, it's $154 a foot, square foot assessment. It's lower than that because of the...
Well, yeah, but that's not apples to apples.
All right.
To me, it is.
I can go along with that, man.
That's not apples to apples. If you're just figuring one level, even though they maybe have twice as much upstairs or two-thirds of it as much, I can't say that would be apples to apples.
We could talk again about your example D $152 a square foot.
I think what I've showed you here, when mine went up $64,000 in 1 year, the house that I've always used for a comp went up $11,000 in that same period. The house D was not built at that time. Well, it was, but then it wasn't on the tax rolls yet. And then the house in C went up $1,000 in 9 years, or $1,250. There's just something's really wrong.
Lloyd, looking at these, I mean, is it, D's obviously new, A and B, I mean, they seem comparable to me. I mean, I'm familiar with both of those houses.
Yes, and you know, not any one house or two houses are the same, so there are differences in all the different properties.
That's very true. But it is a top-end house.
I mean, both of those are high-end houses.
You get into some location differences between the south part of the county and the north part of the county. But
like I told Lloyd when we was talking, he's on a state highway. I'm on a county road. This winter, I could get out of my driveway, but I could not get up and down the county road. And I'm sure he was never blocked in on the state highway.
Usually the county roads are a lot better than the state highways in snow.
What?
Just
tell me that again. Well, there's just the part. There's just the,
no, it's just,
the
it's just
two
the
facts
the,
that the banks along the road are closer to the road, so it blows shut.
You're right.
You know, I'm not complaining about the county roads or how they're maintained, but it's just the fact that he's on a state highway and I'm on a county road. And I was snowed in when I could get out of my driveway, but I couldn't get up and down a county road.
And this other house is south, but it's not far south. I mean, I see these two as comparable. Do you have a proposal, or
I don't have those papers with me. I ask it to be reduced to the $120 a square foot. That's the figure I had when I was talking to Lloyd. I don't have that with me.
It's $275,508. Does that sound right,
yeah,
Glenn?
Yeah.
For the house.
That's figured.
And you asked for $60,000 on the outbuilding.
My 2,396 square feet times $120 and whatever odd cents per square foot. That's what I asked for. But since then, I found out that the Martin house is not all brick. I thought it always was, because I thought every time I checked the assessor's office, it showed 100% brick. But so I don't know if you guys study any of these after this protest is over, so I take that stuff with me, or do you want to keep it? I don't care. If you want to keep it, because I don't need 7 copies of it.
And the square footage that he requested was what? I'm sorry, I lost my place on these pages here.
I think it's 2,396, isn't it, Glenn?
Mine's 2,396.
Yeah.
The other house on B is 2,204. Okay.
Comment from the board?
Well, you can't extend it and have a further discussion. I mean, means I brought up facts that really should be taken care of.
Well, Glenn, what we'll do is we'll talk about this now, and then we'll come to a decision on yours right now. So we'll visit about this, and then we'll vote on it, and we'll go through each of these, everyone's property, just like that.
Okay.
Mr. Baum?
Here'd be just a comment. So last year, taxable valuation, $332,300.
Do what?
Last year's total taxable, $332,300. Total property and everything.
You mean since the building's been added?
I'm sorry. Yeah, just $332,300. Is that correct?
$332,300.
So, and this, not taking shots. I'm just saying. So then we end up with a $445,000, which is a 34% increase.
It has a new building.
Yeah.
And the new building is valued at what?
It was at 10.
How much?
110 on the outbuilding, right?
It was before I dropped it.
It was 100 and something.
I agreed with Glenn on the overvaluation of that building. I dropped it down to 61,000 4.25.
And that was figures black on white, what I wrote a check for, other than the rock. I should have brought the rock tickets in, but I didn't think that would make any difference, because that rock cost me $950, and I think Lloyd figured $1,500.
Matt, the house went from, in 2018, the house went from $311,480 up to $317,710. I believe that's about a 3% increase from 18 to 19. So we need to just look at that if he's
I've got total value in here.
Right, and so
the house, so we're looking at roughly $6,000 increase.
For
not touching anything else, but you got a new building up.
Right.
But all these sheets always just went to 18, so that's the reason I brought these in, because they just went to 18. They didn't have the 2019 figure on them, what they ran off for them.
Does anybody need this card to look and see what the house looks like? Or if there's, the front of the card tells you what the values are. And then there should be.
So basically, the increase for the If you take...
And I'll just throw out there, it doesn't have to increase. It can be an increase, a decrease, whatever. The point is to make it equal. That's the entire purpose. Because there will be other properties that people want to decrease for that they will go up, and it works the other way, too.
So you're contesting the total value, but your real sticking point is the house.
I'm just really using the 18 values because that's the only thing that I had to go on as far as a printed off sheet from the assessor's office.
The sheet that I show, it shows current value, which Patty had at $445.45 or $455.
It does show it up there on that top column.
County recommended change to lower it to $396.695. Is that correct, Patty?
$635, John. But yes, that's correct.
Okay. So the county did lower this approximately $50,000. Is that correct?
Yes.
For the new building.
That's for the building, but
because that's an addition this year.
Oh, okay. That just shows the building.
That's just the building.
Okay.
Where I had those figures black on white to check what I wrote check for, and so, you know.
So, but if you go back to your house here, $311,000. It went there to 15. So 16, there was no change. 17, there was no change. 18, there was no change. And then now it's going up 6,000, a little over, 6,400.
But you look at that. There again, look at that C. Now it went up. It went up from 18 to 19. It went up from.
And Glenn, I'll agree with the assessor's office there. The C is not as good a comparable. I don't think. I think this A and B you have. Is probably a good comparable between houses. You got a heck of a
okay, that went up from 242 to 247. So it went up 5,000.
But you're not.
If you look at the front of the card, that tells you.
You're not contesting the 44,000. You're not contesting the 44,000 for the shed that we lowered.
I'm not contesting that, no. Okay.
So really, it's just the $6,400.
I'm just the only thing. I thought my house should have been adjusted.
Lower than 317.
Pardon?
Lower than 317.
Yes. Just from the figures that I've been showing you here from that. What really messed my house up was when she jumped it up in 2014 to 15. That $64,000. Now, if it would have went up $11,000 like the B did. Then I would be in line. Then I'd be about $50,000 less, and I would be satisfied with that. But when mine went up $64,000 and that one went up $11,000, even though there's a difference in location, that's what really threw my house off.
Patty, on his exhibit B here, that improvement, did that house move in 28 from 2018 to 2019? And I don't know if you have it. We're seeing this for the first time.
Here it is.
So because that was 242 last year.
Yeah, and I guess I should have used these 2019 figures, but up on the top up here, why, it's 247 now. I should have used that figure, I guess, instead of going by the 18s here. But
so his house moved 5,000.
It went up 5,000.
And he had an adjustment, or they had an adjustment in 15 and 16. So they moved in 15, 16. They didn't have anything for 2 years, so 3 years.
I should have been in here every year since 2015 and doing this.
Well, I agree. Everybody should protest every year if you disagree.
That's when I really took it in the shorts was in the 2015 when she compared it to the houses in the northern part of Gage County.
What you going to say?
And Lloyd, and that's the guy you hire, he told me the other day that my house should not be classified as a comp compared to the houses in Township 6 or Northern Gage County.
And we didn't compare. I didn't personally compare any of those homes to agree that your value is okay.
No, you didn't, but you did tell me
just
that.
Just to be clear. And I did tell you that, and I agree with that.
You did tell me that.
I believe that.
And that's why mine got jumped up that year, because so many of them were using my house as a comp from Northern Gate.
I don't know why you got jumped.
That Patty told me that.
Oh, okay.
She never had a house being used.
That's not the reason we would make a determination.
If he was in a different, not considered, would the price be different?
It's pretty close. If
Daryl, when you do your rural residentials, we have a northern subdivision versus a southern.
They're totally separate.
So if he wasn't if he wasn't classified in that area, then it would be lower.
You have a lot less sales in Southern Gage County.
I'm just asking questions.
You have a lot of less sales in Southern Gage County, so we do have a distinction between, going north versus going south.
How far south do you come?
And Daryl, he helps me figure through that.
Do we use the Pickerel Blacktop as the south end of that, what we would consider the northern part, or how do we put homes in there?
With the influence of Lincoln you're referring to.
I was trying to think of some nice homes north of Pickerel Blacktop between there and Highland Township and Nemaha Township, and there I couldn't come up with any that would be acreages that have been sold, recently. I'm not saying there isn't any, but I could not think in my mind, north of me, east and west, any acreages that have been sold, nice top-of-the-line acreages. And there probably is some, but houses, larger houses, I couldn't think of any. I can think of some run-down acreages that sold that brought more money than what they should have, but not. I couldn't think of any newer, like 2000 or newer.
Okay.
And I'm sure there might be some.
Patty, on his property, like you said, between 14 and 15, there was a $64,000 jump. That's pretty unusual. Is there a reason, or do you have any idea what the reason for that type of jump would have been?
Are you looking at?
On Mr. Katz's house, between years 14 and 15.
With that new building that was put on, are you referring to that?
No, that was 18, 17. This would have been in 14, 15. Was there new construction? Did you add a building, out there?
We haven't done one iota to the house.
I wonder if you had any idea why there would have been that type of significant increase in 1 year.
I'd have to go back.
I didn't look at it.
Just looking at these two houses, I would think our square foot price should probably fall somewhere between that exhibit A and B. It would be my guess. B may be on the lower end. A seems to me to be on the higher end.
3 and 108. He said 132 and 120.
Now I'll just based on this card here, and this is just kind of a general comment. Not trying to pick a side or another, but I recognize the frustration with Mr. Katz when his house sat at $245,000. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and then takes a 27% increase in 1 year. So it's like we're trying to make up for that all in 1 year, and that's if there's incremental, and it probably should have been 3, 4% every year. Probably should have seen that, and then we probably wouldn't see you sitting here because you'd probably swallow that.
How about B?
We could probably go through, but I wanted to focus on yours. That's what I'm saying, is that, I would concur with the frustration of seeing the
B is,
in one
B
year.
Is an identical picture of mine. Same figures from 2009 to 2014. Never changed a dollar.
And I think that's just kind of a global statement that I don't plan on saying with everyone that gets here, but I think that's some of the problem when we move just globally in Nebraska is that we don't move, and then we leap. And then...
I could have went along with an $11,000 jump in that year, like B did. I could have went along with that.
And Matt, we have, by state statute, every 6 years we're required to make a reval on either acreages or ag improved or commercial, sure, industrial. So we're not able to jump on top of each class of property every year.
No, and I can appreciate that. I'm just saying that's
and I agree with
generally
you.
What happens is we don't do much for a while, and then all of a sudden,
boom,
you get the big bill.
I agree.
Yeah, and it's tough.
Well, I can go when your guys are done with your meetings, I can go to the assessor's office and I can start pulling new homes just to see how many did take that kind of a jump between 14 and 15. I don't think I bet you I won't find any that took a $64,000 jump in that year. I bet I won't.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I kind of have to agree with probably some of what Glenn's saying here, what I see.
The examples he gave, his house is sitting at $132.60 per square foot. Just for comparables, that's probably as easy a number to look at as anything as the square footage. These 112.19. I still think that value probably, and I asked the assessors as well, that value is probably within that range somewhere. So I guess what I would ask for is a proposal, a motion for, it doesn't have to be in that range, but we'll need a motion to either change or adjust. I guess my opinion would be it's probably in between those two. Price south, a halfway between those two. That's a pretty significant jump there in 14-15. I would have probably been here with you in 14 if that was mine. So we do see what you're looking at.
If you take it right in the middle, where does that get it?
122. Well, by my math.
I'm talking about between the requested value and the recommended change.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Requested value. You already reduced it once, didn't you?
Yeah, but he said tough. Glenn, just to be sure, you were asking $275,508 for your house for a new assessment value.
I don't have those figures. Does that figure up? 2396 times 122 or 112 something? 112 something like that. House B house?
That B is 112.196 per foot, basically.
75. How many square feet do you have?
2396.
It's 115. But that's what you wrote down on the sheet here.
Yeah,
okay.
That's so what I used as a what I was asking for.
I apologize for taking so long, but it's
what I was asking.
Let me give you the in between. The average would be in between would be 296,355, gentlemen.
And then the building was still added.
Yes, sir. The 61 and change. I can't remember the.
61,425.
Yes, sir. I would put you at 357,780.
So is that number of 357,780? Something you're comfortable with, Lloyd, or?
At this point, I'm would defer to the board, but I mean, that's, unless you put it on the market, you never know. So I'm comfortable with it, but I also stand by what I said, and I told it to Glenn last week. I think his house worth what the assessor has on it, but we're sitting here with information that's been supplied to the board.
I just wanted to just quickly say something. When we find something like a house that's maybe in Southern Gage County versus Northern Gage County, I understand where Glenn's coming from because he's looking at the Martin House. Okay. We're not real sure, and like with his also, that is Southern Gage County. There is a location difference in our opinion that Daryl and I, you know, Daryl is my appraiser. We work on this together. Matt, that, what you had said too is yes, that's a large increase in a 1 year's time. But the market has changed drastically. And back then, 5 years ago, I can't remember exactly without going back into my records. I can tell you, Bob Toma the other day did an analysis on a 2018 value, and then he looked at it this year of a similar home. And in 1 year's time, that home sold for 24% more. And I have a lot of sales that will indicate that. So, you know, in our good years of going through things at 3%, when I was first assessor or whatever, it was like if the market was in good shape going forward on residential, it was 3% per year. That was a good rule of thumb. That's what those, you know, that's the increases. You know, back when it did jump real high, we may have seen a lot more acreages, and we would have had that in our database to get it up that far. I mean, we wouldn't just. I didn't go physically pick on Glenn because people brought in. They brought him in, and I've got criticized by Turk for not raising Glenn's and leaving somebody else's, you know, too high. So there's an equalization issue that's possibly here. We don't really know that. We're looking at Dustin's. We're looking at his. I agree. They look a lot the same.
And if his was sitting south of Liberty, it'd be different than where it's sitting also. I mean, it's not far south.
Things that are setting in Roca and Firth are a lot different than things that are setting in Helm.
Absolutely.
School districts get involved. North school districts up there, people may want in that district. When you go buy an acreage or something there, you're probably going to pay a premium price. Now, where exactly that line is, I'm not sure. But all my valuations are based on studies. They're not based on me just saying, okay, I'm going to, you know, because your house has been brought up a lot. And I hope you understand that, Mr. Katz. I let you know that people had used yours, and I have been at Turk on many houses, and yours was one that was always part of the process.
Well, you have recommended a drop of over 10% over what we had and what we're recommending to change. So I love you, Glenn, but I don't see any reason to change the recommendation.
That's based on the
building. That's just on that building, Danny, and I had the figures black on white. I could write what I wrote a check for, and it was valued at 110.
I don't want to be arbitrary.
I guess you got them figured just by using the square footage. From Marshall's, did you say Marshall's?
This year we put a 3% across.
So I had those figures black on white, and I don't know how that could have ever been assessed higher than what I actually paid for that building to put it up. I had those figures from Pickerel Lumber, and I had them from Blue Valley Door.
Off of that one right away.
And there was just no way that building should have been assessed higher than what it cost me.
And Lloyd adjusted that, correct?
He adjusted that.
Okay.
Yeah, that building was not the reason I'm in here.
What happens is, do we go and raise somebody else's because that one might be the one that's too low? Because right now, if we lower, and I'm not saying don't lower his, but these are things that I'm pointing out. When you lower something, does it have the snowball effect in that, okay, now this one's lower than everybody else's?
It is always a wave with assessment, it seems like it. As something pushes prices up or pulls prices down, and it's fluid. I mean, this changes every year.
I mean, that is in a different school district. That I agree. That's a nice home.
Daryl said you do. You kind of go every 6 years. You try and go through.
But then the stats, Mr. Katz. Once our stats in 2 years, our stats may go awry.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we're seeing a decrease in. One and a half, two-story buildings here in our homes here in town, or they go up, and we have to address it because the state's going to say
you're never going to keep them.
The state's going to let me finish. The state's going to say you have to increase this, or we're going to come in and do it for you. So if our stats are up here, we got to bring everybody up there. And people have used your home as for equalization for several years.
I know it.
And they're saying you're underassessed, so I want to be equalized with him.
Okay, you're talking about location, south of Beaver's, north of Beaver's. I'm talking about location within 3-4 miles.
I'm not
from Township 6 to Township 5.
Don't put words in my mouth. I'm not saying compare south, north to south. I'm just saying we need to compare, and these people are coming in and wanting equalization compared to you in the similar area, okay?
But I think Eric realizes that $64,000 was just a tremendous jump in 1 year. And then it should, you know, I like to say, I'll come into the assessor's office after this thing's all over, and I'll just keep going through houses after houses after houses and just see if I can come up with anything that's, if I come up with one that tops out, I'll forget the whole thing. Mr. I'll be satisfied with what I've
guys,
got.
I don't have a problem with equals.
But I think
know, it. Can look at everything again next
year, then. Mr. Chairman. Mr. Juergens.
I'd like to make a recommendation.
Okay.
We would change the valuation from the total of $396,695 down to $372,900.
Take it down to what? I'm sorry.
$372,900.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Juergens, second by Hill, to lower overall evaluation on parcel number 00291-2112 to $372,900. Any additional discussion?
So what's that? Put that at a square foot then?
You'd have to pull the building back out.
2396.
I'm coming up with $122.69 then.
So that's right in there then.
That's what you were saying
for, a little while ago. For an in-between,
no,
yes.
That's what it is now, but I was...
Yeah.
That's proposed.
23975.
Any additional discussion? Vote. 6 in favor. Change carries. So your evaluation on that will now be $372,900.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you guys want all those papers? You want me to take them back? I don't need them.
I'll keep mine. I've written some stuff on it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I better turn your sign around.
That's fine.
How do we want to do this as far as if we write down the evaluation, then we'll, do you want to, we won't have to vote on these. We'll skip these when we go through change, no change. Okay. Just want to mark this so we don't do it when we go back through. Kay Novotny.
Like President Trump or something here and say something. No, what I wanted please, to know on mine.
Excuse me, Kay, will you please state your name and address?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then I'll have to swear you in.
Okay. Kay Novotny, 9205 East Walnut Road, Wymore, Nebraska.
Will you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Can I talk now?
Just a second. And what parcel number are we looking at?
00038500.
For one thing, on mine, on our farm, how can you say that somebody can build a house there when it's a farm? It's not a thing for.
I don't have any information.
Anybody on building a house on this last page? You've got something about. Bare lot sale for new home construction, Sicily Slope, is 3.4 acres. 37,000 something before site. It says prep well and septic. We don't, if we put this all in a farm, if I bring all my papers in and put it, we got, when I come in to pay my taxes, I have to carry four or five papers because there's all small papers. Okay, if we bring this in and put it all in together in a farm, is it going to be cheaper if nobody else can build a house on it?
Number 39 right here.
I didn't know.
Just your reason for the reduction and request and your reduction in your assessment.
Change.
This is just trees and rocks and weeds and grass.
Yeah.
We've never made a dime off of it.
That's right.
Can't farm it, so it's just wasteland.
We can't even put a fence post in.
I went, there's a north, just west of Blue Springs, Sicily Slope sold 3.4 acres for a building site for $37,000. And that was before site prep, well, and septic. So the next paragraph then, I said, your parcel, you have 2.56 assessment allocated acres to the site, and then 2.81 acres allocated to the road, which is zero, and your assessment for the site value is $18,900. So I did not see any reason to reduce your assessment valuation.
Okay, but is that considered a acreage?
Yes.
Well, if I don't want it to be an acreage and put it, all of my farm papers together, what would that do? Can I do that?
As I understand the rules, if you have a house on it, it's going to be assessed as a site and a house at 100% of market value.
Yeah, but according, I got out of this that it's got land there that if somebody wanted to build a house on it, they could. Some other land?
You have a house on it, or did I misunderstand?
I have a house on it, but we don't have anything for another house. The way I got it, it says bare lot sale for new house construction.
That was my justification for saying that your assessment valuation on your site is correct. That's a justification.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize for being
okay.
Not being clear.
I didn't understand that.
Yeah, I apologize
okay.
for that.
Can I bring all my papers in and not have to lug four or five little papers or four or whatever I've got? Can I put it all in a farm and not have to mess around with all those other papers all the time?
That was again the rule.
No, it's broken down. The site will be an acreage site. Now, if you combine it, I don't know.
Still an acreage site.
Right. The first acre under your home is valued at $15,000 an acre all through the county, regardless of whether you're on a farm. Mm-hmm. The only other thing is if you're in a rural residential subdivision going north, it might be more.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on a home on a – how many acres does she have totally?
Total is five and change.
Okay. So those are all site values.
5.37 acres.
Just what the house is on.
Because they look at the value of the land, they look at the, is it the septic or the, what would you call it now?
The excess site.
Yeah. See, because, like, we got 50-some acres down in the Big Bottom, but that floods. You know, you don't get anything off of it that year, and nobody reduces anything when it floods, and you don't get anything. So what would be your idea of not putting it all together just well? It's farm, you're going to have to pay for everything.
If I could, once again, you could put it all together. Farmers have their home site, their homestead. They are getting assessed at $15,000 for the first acre, plus the excess acres, plus 100% value on their house and machine sheds, per the rules.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, it's kind of like school. There's just a given. This is the way it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter that building site for the farmer is part of 80 acres or not. You're still going to get assessed the same.
Okay, let me ask you another question. There's on this one, there's a little cabin, and they got that. They put $6,000 on that. Somebody drug that up from the riverbank. Now the boards are all rotten, and we're pushing it over. So if we push that over, there won't be a $6,000.
I didn't see that on this property. That's a different property.
That's another little
okay.
piece.
Yeah,
see,
I didn't
I'm saying
see that
these,
on
there's all these little pieces.
Okay. Once it's gone, it doesn't get assessed anymore.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I wanted to know because it says it's worth $6,000. Well, the outside looks pretty good because my grandkids put the siding on it, and right. they wanted to fix it up for a thing to play.
I wasn't looking for that property, so
no,
I didn't see
that's
it.
All right.
So I apologize. Yeah.
But I just ask if it, you know, if we push it over, then that comes off. Okay. Well, I guess that's all I needed to
all right.
argue with. I won't take up any more time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kay. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Kay.
Yes, thank you.
All right. We don't need to do anything.
Okay, Tracy. I'm sorry, I'm not sure.
Rochizer.
Okay.
It's on the no change. So.
Daryl, you have that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
I have all of my handouts, I guess, in my protest, but I'm Tracy Froscheiser, 2007 Wildwood Circle here in Beatrice.
Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're
Patty, what number on our sheets here, just as far as a number out front?
No change.
Number 10.
No change.
All right. All right, go ahead,
okay.
Tracy.
My home was built in 2017 in late February, early March was when it was inhabited, and went from land valuation to full valuation in tax year 2018. And then this year we have almost an 11% increase in our property valuation. We've made no improvements to the home or the land. We've not finished our basement. There are five different homes within our subdivision of Wildwood Circle that are similar size as our property, all having different time frames that they were built within. One of them was built within 6 months of ours, and theirs is valued at about $25,000 less than
Tracy,
our home.
Didn't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
You might give us those addresses that you're referring to. You didn't make copies for everybody?
I did not. I did not know I was supposed to do that. I'm new to this.
You want to take, we'll have to make, she's got five or six copies here.
Do you want to have
copies of them? Or
yeah, I'll have somebody come get them.
I'll take them over.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks, Daryl.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get that. You want me to do these?
Daryl.
Want a copy?
Daryl, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, probably 9 copies because you guys want one.
Okay.
9 copies, yeah.
Would it make sense to, when they come back?
I didn't mean to interrupt. To go.
Oh,
keep
you're
going because I think they need to track with these.
Okay, we'll just wait.
Okay. Do you want me to take a pause?
Well, maybe just wait until we have the paperwork, and then we can see. Sometimes it's easier to see what you're talking about.
You got it.
I guess I'm just cold coffee.
The answer should be tough if the devil's in the details.
Well, I did not know that I was supposed to do this.
Come on. Jonathan should tell you.
I know.
Back down.
You already looked at that.
Yeah, that's familiar to me.
You might mention that if anybody else has information.
If there is anyone that wants to visit, if you have any information, if you want to run across the hall and have copies, then we'll be able to see them as you come up.
I didn't mean to slow you down, but
no, you're okay.
Because you're going to be throwing out a lot of information.
Did my homework. Do I get to ask questions in this?
Sure. You can do anything you want.
Okay. Can you guys give me a reason as to why I was on the no change list?
Well, I think Commissioners, she had requested that somebody come out and look at her basement because we had it listed as finished. And I went out there. Actually, I reviewed the whole property, the home, the basement, with your permission.
Mm-hmm.
And it was unfinished, so we reduced the basement. We pulled the basement finish out, and then we came up with a new number of that 505-885.
And that's the number I'm protesting.
And you're protesting that.
And I came in and I submitted my protest, and that was the no change.
And what was the number when the basement was considered finished?
608.
I don't have it. Oh, I do too. Hang on. I can answer that question. It was at
830.
Okay.
What was the previous?
The land stayed the same on it. 50.
Previous year. What was the previous year?
Oh. Previous year, 458,385.
The home was built in 18 or 17?
17.
17.
Yeah. Moved in at the end of February, beginning of March. So I went from land valuation in 2017, purchased it, built a home, and then it went to full valuation, or so I was told, in 2018. And now we have a 10 or 11% increase on removing out the finished basement, the improvements, some of that stuff that we'd done before that. So I'm protesting the 505,885.
Daryl, was that 458,385, the valuation from last year, was that a non-complete value, or was that a value for complete?
On that 458,
that seems...
Yeah, it could have been on a partial value, not knowing what was going on, and I think we made the assumption the basement was finished, and that was then in error. So then that's what shot it up there. So,
Otherwise, that'd be 100 and...
You want the difference?
$150,000 increase.
You don't have to answer this, but I'm going to ask it. If you paid cash or financed it, did you have a recent market appraisal from a bank?
Eric can answer to your question. In 2018, we had a partial value on it at that time. So,
the reason I asked is I had a huge jump at the end of my house when they just part of it was done, and then that next year it was a big jump. But I wondered why there would be such a difference otherwise.
Yeah, we had it as a partial value to be reviewed. So,
Patty, can you just speak to the folks who are here that, you know, one of the things that I used to see, or I used to like to get a couple years ago, was when there was an appraisal that's done, an independent appraisal. And can you speak to the value of that when we see that within that time frame?
Okay, so you're talking about the appraisal. Okay. So kind of what those mean compared to my mass appraisal, is that kind of what you're talking about? Okay. So a fee appraisal is exactly what, like, Lloyd used to be doing in his business, where he'd be downtown, you know, and he'd have an office where you're purchasing a home, and he'd come in, and I'm sure you probably know what a fee appraisal is. But for the individuals that are out here, you take your subject property, the one that you're going to do the appraisal on, and you find three comparables. And then you look at those, you look at their the different, like, what their square footage is, what the year build is.
Oh.
You want to make sure you're comparing likable houses in order to get a value of what the subject property is, you know, based on sales. So, in other words, if you have three sales of certain type homes, you use those for the comparables of yours. So it's much easier to do a fee appraisal because you're only usually working with four properties, the subject and three comparables. In mass appraisal, we can do percentage across the board. We can do things like that. It's a little bit different than a fee. And so that becomes much, much harder to do. And we do have equalization issues in different parts. We look at different neighborhoods. We look at a lot of different things. So if you refinance, if you buy a home, you're going to have a bank usually do an appraisal for you. If you bring that in as evidence, those are things that we look at. Now, Daryl will look at the comparables to see if he agrees with the appraiser that did those comparables. And that's kind of the determination of the fee versus mass.
And in the appraisal trade, it's a their window's like 60 days. We have a three-year window that we use and work with for mass for ad valorem. So we're going to look at 3 years of sales or market, whereas the appraiser's looking only at maybe a 60-day, which is required with the comps available. And we will look at them, and I think the board should always address them. And
I just know in the past, and those have been very helpful as evidence that have been done, especially when someone's looking at, you know, $50,000 to $80,000 increase in taxable valuation and what average fee appraisal costs, $450 bucks.
That's up there. I used to do them for $175, so that tells you how much they change.
I guess then one thing that I have looked at that's kind of, and I'm not sure where they get a lot of their things, is Zillow is another where a lot of people are doing those estimates on homes now. Those are constantly, like if you look at that on a daily basis, you can see that this home went up 30, you know, in 30 days it went up this amount. And I've just looked at that site just to see what my values are compared to what some of the values that we've sent out.
Is Zillow a decent, I mean, is that backed by anything, though? I mean, I don't know if we can.
I'm not saying, I just.
Yeah.
A lot of people are selling their homes on Zillow, so I don't know. I just know that that's available, and I've looked at it. I'm not saying that I just sometimes is curious. And then it will show over there the houses that have sold, which is kind of interesting, and a time frame that they've sold in. So it kind of gives you some comparables and what street they're on.
In your particular case, I know in the past when there's been some newer homes that were built, folks have come in with a fee appraisal from the bank and they would say, this is what I paid.
Mm-hmm.
This is another form of evidence that helps.
Okay.
And most county boards accept them. Unless there's a situation with the appraiser, and there are some.
I think in the past we've considered those pretty heavily.
How much did Bank of America and Walmart go down today?
Market is down today, but I'm obviously not there, so can't be watching. Oh. Sorry, guys.
No, I had to give you a hard time, Tracy.
Sure. All right, do you guys have, is that by now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Tracy, I'm sorry.
So the home that probably is the most comparable is the Schaefer home completed within 6 months of mine. Similar size lot, similar size main floor. They do have a finished basement, but their valuation is only at $479,235.
What's your address on that?
I don't know, 1812 Wildwood maybe?
1813 we have.
I don't know.
1812 Wildwood Circle.
Oh, got her. Okay.
Yeah. So for a home that truly has more finished square footage and within the same year finished, it's valued at $25,000 to $30,000 lower than my home. You have the Sandman home, which is 18 or 19-something Wildwood Circle. I don't know the addresses off the top of my head because I didn't pull that stuff in the saving trees mind space. Well, their home is 10 years older. It is 300 square foot bigger. It has a finished basement and 2 to 3 times larger lot. They actually haven't had an increase in valuation since 2014. That's all the assessor's site went back that I could find. Their valuation is only up 8% this year. The Moon home, it is 10 years older. It is about 300 square foot bigger. Does have a finished basement and 2 to 3 times the size of a larger lot. They also haven't had an increase in valuation since 2014. Their valuation is only up 8%. The Wilkinson home, again, about 9 years older than mine. 200 square feet smaller, finished basement, similar size lot. It only showed two previous years of historical valuation on the assessor's site with no increases, and this year it's up 8%. The Southwick home is 5 years older, similar size lot, similar size main floor, finished basement. They've not had an increase in valuation in the last 5 years since 2014, and they only went up an increase of 4% this year. So
Which one was that?
The Southwick home?
Southwick.
It'd be Wildwood Court.
Is that 1901?
Probably.
The name of the folks are what?
Southwick.
I'm trying to keep up with you here.
Yeah, sorry.
Schaefer. It's 458.
So those are five homes just within my little subdivision. I did comp out three other homes that were still on the south side that would be Country Club area. One of them being Dan Gleason. It is 20 years older, slightly smaller. They have a finished basement, similar size lot, but their lot is on the golf course. They had an 8% increase, but they've gone 5 years without an increase in valuation. The Tim Gleason home, 12 years older, but it does have a similar size lot in a cul-de-sac similar as mine, similar size main floor. They have a finished basement. They had a 9% increase in their valuation, but have not had one in the last 5 years.
Who was that last one, Tracy?
Tim Gleason.
Oh, Tim, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the last comp that I pulled was the Garnett home. It is about 20 years older. It has a larger lot, a larger main floor, a second story, finished basement. Their home is on the golf course. And it was only up 2% from the previous year. But I did show that it had several small increases consistently every year, every couple of years. If I look at the other homes within my subdivision, and they're not anything that I pulled to show, but we had the Moran home, smaller, but they had a 4% increase this year and had not had an increase in over 4 years. The Dynast home, there was an 8% increase, a little bit smaller, but they'd not had an increase in 3 years. The Fugit home, an 8% increase this year, but they had not had an increase in the last 5 years. The Morgan home, there was a 6% increase in valuation, but they had not had an increase in 5 years. The Claybaugh home had an 8% increase, but they'd not had an increase in the last 5 years. And the Hawks home, owned under a farm, and I don't remember the name.
Thayer Farms?
Yes.
Or something like that?
They had a 13% increase this year, but had not had an increase in valuation for the last 5 years. I am proposing that I have a 4% increase in valuation, no increase to the land, to be $474,250, I think, was the number. I believe that keeps me in line with some of the homes that had not had increases in valuation and had smaller jump-ups than what mine is.
Okay. I have some questions. First of all,
absolutely.
Percent of increases aren't going to mean much to me because we're going to deal with equalization. Some are going to go up, some may go down. But I want equalization above all else. Mm-hmm. The one you just mentioned just sold for $483,825 in 2015. We have it assessed at $169. You're at $164.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Three of your comps I'm throwing out because they're not applicable that you brought up. They're 1.5 or 2 stories.
Mm-hmm.
Your home is a ranch. Is that correct? Okay. Then you mentioned one that you felt was the most comparable. And you were going through names, and I didn't put names. Names don't mean a lot to me. Addresses do.
No, sorry, and I didn't bring.
So what was the one you thought was the most comparable?
The Schaefer home.
Okay, and that is?
1812.
number 1812. Okay, you have more square footage than they do. That home is smaller than yours. And they're at 150, almost 158. We have you at 164, so you're $6 difference a square foot. They have no basement finish.
The Schaefer home?
That's what we have. You telling me something? They're under old.
Yeah, their basement is finished.
Oh, thank you. We will do that. Okay. I just have to make a quick note here. Okay. So I'm throwing out three of those because of the style isn't even comparable to yours, okay? On our equalization, we had one at 1813. It's a one-story. We have it $193. It's where it's assessed at. We have another one at 1900 Wildwood Court at $196. So the one thing I do appreciate is you calling us and us getting into your home. Mm-hmm. We don't get into a lot of homes. People just basically refuse to let us in, and that's their choice. So in our equalization, I felt our equalization for, and we polled, thirteen of them. We threw out three of her six. Did you have comps? And of the ones that she mentioned, we had. Let's see. Did you mention 201 Fairway?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay, we have that at $61 a square foot, and it's a smaller home, but okay. It's probably 800 square feet smaller than yours, but it did have some basement finish. Mm-hmm. But, and that's where we went with it. Based on your equalization, I did not, the percentage of changes, I wanted more equalization than I was going to measure percents of changes. So, and that's all I got to say on it. I'm sure the commissioners have some questions.
Questions for Tracy?
I guess mine's for Daryl or Patty. What is the average percentage value that houses have went up in Beatrice?
Okay, we got that.
Okay, Beatrice. 1920 to 209, you're built up to 20%. 2010 to present, within the acceptable range, about a 10% based on sales. I'm not sure that we have a lot of sales on the upper style homes. Wasn't that kind of the way we were this year?
Mm-hmm. But we had
the
some,
more. We did have some sales, but the range is, like I said, the starter home was around 150. We have a lot of sales on those. Those are the ranch styles, 70, 80 built.
What was the increase this year, though, on houses?
Anywhere from 10 to 20% in the ashes.
Yeah.
And this went from a partially finished status to finished with the exception of the basement.
In 2018, yes, and then we adjusted for that. And we were in error, and I'm glad she called, and we got it straightened there. And I made a recommendation of that, and she's back because she feels, based on her study, that it should be even lower yet. So.
Your house is assessed at $164 and change per foot.
So do you see anything new, Daryl, that would indicate that 505-885 is correct or needs adjusted? Or
I in my opinion, that 505 is right in the middle of the pack of equalization for a home of her style, quality, and unfinished basement.
Yes.
That's the middle of the pack, including the ones on the circle to the north?
Yes. Well, as long as you pull those one and a half and two stories out of that, what she was talking about, those you got to, you can't even compare them to hers as far as a ranch style.
Feel that some of the information that she's presented here in her packet indicates that there may be, need to be some other movement on the other homes in the area?
You mean? Well, I think some of the stuff she's commented on, we certainly need to address for next year. Or if the board requests, I can go out there to this year.
It looks like there's a lot of homes that didn't see any movement there.
Can I expect if it goes up this year that I'll have a few years of it staying the same like some of these other properties?
Well, there's never a guarantee on that by any means.
No guarantee. When you finish that basement, what?
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
So are these all these are all in the same neighborhood?
Like most of them. They're all going to be South Lincoln Country Club. Or South Lincoln, South Beatrice Country Club area.
Yeah, I don't see any movement on, well, there's one. Outside of there being a comps, just looking at them individually.
Most of them had not had increases in their valuation for 3 to 5 years.
And certainly my intent isn't to incite anybody being adversarial to their neighbors, but... And quite frankly, what happens is there's a lot of discovery that takes place in the protest process, and that's from people creating things like this. That's just mm-hmm. a point of fact.
Yes.
You know, they'll use this 80 to comp that 80, and this home to comp that home, and then.
And that's not my intention.
No, I'm not.
Raise taxes for anybody else, but to be fair on my home.
I mean, in response to your question, you would assume if the market doesn't change, you probably could expect the same valuation, but, you know...
Or if it goes down.
Yeah. The market can go both ways. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, for a lot of people that bought land, he bought land 20 years ago, it's worth 5 times what it was then. It literally is worth 5 times. The housing market kind of does the same thing, but it's not as wild unless, you know, something big would come to the county or something would leave, you know, and drive prices down. But, yeah.
What we want to do is be fair. We want to treat you the same as others who have a like property. And that's what we're trying to do, Tracy.
That's all I want.
We'll look real hard and make sure that we're treating you fair.
Thank you.
I agree that that one house that you said is most comparable probably is most comparable. Due to the change in the pitch of your voice, Daryl now wonders if it's as comparable.
And obviously that wasn't my intention either, was to bring theirs up.
Everybody else hear yourself.
But that would be, that's really the one that would show that yours would need to come down some. But that one.
Which one, Eric?
The 1812 Wildwood
Circle
was a very comparable one. No basement to no finished basement to no finished basement. That would have been the comparable one. That was really probably the best case for lowering it. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Just looking through here.
It was. Their new homes in that area were pretty slow. So most of the houses, I think the next newest house was about 5 years old, the one 1901 Wildwood Court.
There's just not a ton of movement in that price range in Beatrice. But.
No, and there's not a lot of comparable sales. The one on Wildwood Court would be the only one there would be in that area.
The one that, you know, 109 Wildwood Court.
Yeah.
I would ask for a proposal from the board. I think change, no change, if change, dollar amount.
I would move there be no change.
I'll second that.
A motion for no change on parcel number 01507752 8. Any other discussion? We thank you for bringing this to us.
Thank you.
I ask you to vote. 6 in favor to stay at no change.
Wish I could have recommended a 50% reduction.
Did we make a motion on these?
I was just going to ask if we should. We didn't put a motion on no change on Novotny. Should we do that?
Mm-hmm. Just so I'm sorry.
Well, you'll catch it.
I guess that one there wasn't any.
Take action, then that's when
oh,
we do the motion.
Everybody have these copies?
No.
So.
No,
okay, well, we have to have a decision
yeah, so
still.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
These are all the same. So is it?
Let's go.
Laura's up. Cliff, come.
Oh.
Okay, where's Cliff at?
Yeah, they're passing that right now.
Hey, thank you. I'm intrigued.
I'm going to have you for my paper.
Number 33. I'm a protest.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there enough there?
Yep. Cliff, will you state your,
yeah, I'm,
your name
I'm,
and address?
Lawrence, come, go by Cliff. Live at 219 Belvedere Street.
Do you swear or affirm to tell the whole truth? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks. Thanks for the opportunity to meet with you. I missed my appointment with the Board of Equalization. My dad had passed away, and I was up in northeast Nebraska with family taking care of that stuff, so I just, when I got home, I had missed that meeting by a day. But I did spend a lot of time looking at different homes in very close proximity to mine. I feel that, like others have said, that maybe my house has been, the assessed value in my house has really been pushing, has pushed what I could sell the house for quite a few years, but it has now now gotten where it seems to be out of line. I put together some information on my house, the subject, 219 Belvedere Street, and then I identified five comparables. My house has been assessed at $187,130. And my house is a nice home. It has a great street appeal, but it is an older home, late 40s, early 50s. Still got quite a bit of old electrical in it. Still has the galvanized pipe plumbing in it. The interior finish, HVAC, roof, all of that is 15 plus years old, so that's getting to the time where some of that has to be replaced. It's about 60% masonry exterior. Again, some of that does need some attention.
Lawrence,
yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but you didn't put any request any dollar amount on your protest.
Oh yeah, I did on the
which one
on page.
It says you.
Page, yeah, Mike.
That supports $160,000 value. Is that your request?
Yeah. So
okay.
It supports the value of no more than $160,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you what? You're requesting 160, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if I go to, again, just a word on my house again. It's my house is around 3,100 total square feet. 2,200 of that is living area. My lower level, and this is, I think, a point of contention, the lower level of my house is quite frankly, a bit dingy. It's primarily just for storage area. It's got low ceilings, some old paneling that I've painted. That's very low suspended ceilings, and it's pretty rough. But anyway, so that's an issue, I think, relative to my home. The lower level is really of minimal value other than storage, and the upper level is nice, but is dated. Now, if I go to the comps, the comp number one, I think, is probably the best comp. It's a house on let me get past mine here. Number one comp is 1301 South 5th. The number is 01049600. It sold in February of 18, $130,499. Very much like my house. It was built in 1948. Same design, same structure, same type of masonry exterior. Has 3,414 total square feet, slightly more than mine. 512 square feet in the basement is rough finished. So the size is not exactly the same, but certainly close. Comp number one is a three-bedroom. Mine is only a two. The comp's garage is a nice double-car garage, but it is detached. The primary difference between my house and the comp is the comp has had no improvements to the interior, probably much since it's been built. It has probably 1960 era improvement in the interior, and so it probably requires $30,000 or $40,000 of interior improvements to bring it up to where mine is. You could probably spend $70,000-$80,000 in it, but to bring it up to where mine is, I have Formica countertops and just very basic cabinets. If you brought subject up to the same interior finish as mine, it'd be a $30,000 or $40,000 deal. And consequently, that basically adjusts the comp up to a value of 165 when comparing to mine. So based on comp number one, my house would be worth about 165. And that's like I say, a very much like house of mine. Comp two and three, maybe we can talk about together. These are both homes that are small. They have a smaller footprint than mine. They have fewer total square feet than mine, but they have about an equal amount of finished livable area. They are new in that they have the modern electrical, the modern plumbing. They're ranch homes. They have comp two has a nice walkout basement, gives them over 2,000 square foot of total area with it mostly finished. Same extra large 750 square foot double garage. Much smaller lot than mine, but it's a good home and great location. If I made adjustments to that home relative to mine, I come up with $168,000. The value of mine based on that home and that home sale and the difference.
Comp two, right?
That's comp two. Okay. 168.5 I came up with on that. And then the second Or the third, yeah.
Mr. Bowman.
Question. So your request, so the request of your, is just the building would go from 164,380 to 160. So we're talking a $4,000 difference.
What now?
I missed that number.
No. I think he was, well.
I was adjusting each comp to subject to come up with a value of my house based on the actual sale and the characteristics of the comparable. So based on that, comparable one would indicate that my house was worth $165,499, and based on comparable number two would suggest that my house is worth $168,500.
Excuse me.
What is the request?
187. 60. Did you have that $187,130? Wasn't that where?
That was my assessed value.
That was his assessed value.
That's,
now,
that's land, buildings in total is $187,130.
Correct.
And the house is right now the current would be $164,380. And your request was for the house?
I'm talking total property now. My request for total assessed value for the total property was $160,000. And I'm saying that my house, although it was assessed at $187,130, based on comparable number one, it should be assessed at $165,000, and based upon comparable number two, it should be assessed at $168,000.
Right, I see what you're saying, but you're suggesting that the prior tax year of $172,185 should be reduced to $160,000 total.
That's what he's land and building, I believe, is what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, total property. Mm-hmm. Comparable number three again is a smaller ranch, but it's much newer, good condition. Has a walkout lower level again, that even though it has a smaller front footprint and a much smaller total square feet, the actual usable area, living area, is about the same. In fact, a little bit more. Also, a double garage. Has four bedrooms. Mine has two. It's 100% brick veneer. It's good. It's a smaller house, smaller footprint, smaller lot, but a very, very usable, much more usable square foot to it. And based upon that sale and comparing it to my house or property, would suggest that my property would be worth $171,500. My property is worth a little bit more than comparable number three, but it's
I do have a question. I don't mean to interrupt your thought, but number three is a split level. Is that correct?
Well, it's a ranch from the front, but it does have a walkout lower level.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've labeled it as a split level, and yours is a ranch. Is that correct?
Mine's a ranch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, keep going on your.
Yeah, that would. This is the picture to, at least the front is a ranch, but I think the lower level is a
more walkout
than a split.
Okay.
Comparable number, okay, those are the actual sales. Now, comparable numbers four and five are rather interesting. They were not actual sales. They did sell not that long ago, but it was outside the 3-year. So I used the assessed value on comparable four and comparable five, and it really indicated to me that the assessed value on mine was too high. Comparable number four is a gorgeous home. I don't really want to say names here, but it's a gorgeous home, like new, very high level of construction, 100% brick veneer, 3,364 square foot, almost all livable. Three bedrooms, three baths, large double car garage. The deck amenities and the landscaping are immaculate. The location is excellent. The site and curb appeal. It's really, if you knew what house I was talking about, or if you looked at the house, it's a tremendous house. It's a house that's clearly would sell for $70,000 or $80,000 more than my house. And yet it's assessed at only $10,000 more than mine.
You're talking 1507
South
5th, right?
Yeah.
And you got the ID number there.
ID is, 105-32000.
Correct. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. If you're not familiar with that house, it's one of the nicest homes in all of that area. And yet, like I said, only assessed at $10,000 more than mine. It's probably worth $70,000 or $80,000 more if it was on sale. And then the final comparable, used this. That sold a few years ago. I remember when it sold, but it was outside the 3 years. So I used the assessed value. Same thing. It's about the same total square feet. However, comp has 1,000 more square feet of finished area than mine. It has three full bedrooms and three full baths. Mine has two bedrooms, 1 3/4 bath. Again, the site, landscaping. It's a gorgeous house. Beautiful, dark, 100% brick veneer. Just a really nice home. And that house is assessed at $10,000 less than my house. Or was it $13,000? Comparable 4 or 5. Yeah, and comparable 5 is assessed at $13,000 less than my house, and yet it's probably worth, if you put it on the market, mine on the market, their house would be $30,000-$40,000 more. So the main purpose of comps 4 and 5 is that there's just an inequity there in assessed values when looking at those two houses.
Do you have an age of this home? I don't. Is it on here? I don't see it.
The last one.
It's 1978, is that it? Okay. And yours is a 1950, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, if you look at the picture, it's a beautiful home. And all new type construction. It's, at that era, they weren't using the old electrical anymore. They weren't using the old galvanized pipe. It was a nice home. So if you look at the last, maybe it's the last page of that packet. Yeah. I put a summary of value, again, comparing the comparable to my house. Comparable 1 would indicate my house to be worth $165,499. Comparable 2 would suggest my house to be worth $168,500. Comparable 3 suggests my house to be worth $164,500. And then 4 and 5, like I said, the assessed values are bizarre on those. Would indicate my house to be worth far less, $119,000 and $116,000. Well, I know it's worth more than that, I hope. But again, comparable 5 or 4, worth $70,000 or $80,000 more than my house, assessed at $10,000 more. Comparable 5, probably worth $30,000 or $40,000 more than my house, and assessed at $13,000 less.
Daryl, do you have, after seeing these, do you have anything different to present to us or Patty?
Well, we had some comps that we had pulled also, but I was wondering where'd you get your dollar adjustments? Did you?
I made those based on to some extent square footage, and to some extent some knowledge of the market. I'm not a certified appraiser, but I did a lot of appraisal.
Okay.
Over the years.
Oh, you did?
A lot of appraisals.
Okay.
Over the years.
You signed off on them, huh?
But There's some items that I feel that you're getting tired of listening to me, but there's just some items that I feel that are sometimes missed on my house when the evaluation is made. Number one, it's a lot of square foot, but it's only a 2-bedroom house, mm-hmm. and the lower level is really not fit. So you got family that's looking. If you want to buy a house of 2,000 square feet and you got a your family is they're out of the market on that house. The large lot, it's nice, it's pretty. Man, it takes a lot of work. I do not have a sprinkler system. A lot of people don't want that.
I got a question here, and so your total valuation. For 14, 15, 16, so it looks like for last and 18, total land and property was $172,185. And you're suggesting total land and improvement go down to $160,000.
Okay, I missed the first half of your question.
I'm just trying to clarify because the total valuation of your property, buildings plus land, for the last 4 years has been $172,185, and you're suggesting that we reduce the valuation by down to $160,000 for land and buildings. So you're contending that if the land is a constant and hasn't moved, you're contending that your house is worth $12,000 less than it was for the last 4 years?
Yeah.
I'll just say this, and I won't read it for the public record in case you want to sell your home, but you've listed some things in here with regard to condition that if there has been a significant change, because typically we don't see folks, unless there's been some significant condition change to a home, that will come in and protest to have it. Usually it's a reduction or if it stay flat. You're asking us to reduce what the value has been for the last 4 years. And I guess I would go back to the assessor's office, and would you be amicable to allowing them to come look at the house, take a closer inspection?
Of course, yeah. Like I've said, over the last several years, I felt the assessed value has been more than what I could sell the house for. Probably, you know, at times not a horrible amount, but again, now this last year it took a $15,000 jump, so it's gone from being a little bit of a heartburn to total discomfort.
Do we have a mechanism though if you're going to go look at the house?
Absolutely. And Matt, that was a good question because I was just going to ask you, Lawrence or Larry.
Cliff.
Where in the world am I getting? Oh, it's middle initial. I'm sorry. Cliff. I have an appraiser with me that I'd like to come. I'm really focusing on that basement. You tell me it's a low ceiling. That is a functional problem, and I'd like to get one of our guys in there if we could do it in the next 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
And I've got a gentleman that's available, and I'll send him out with you, and then we can come back and make a recommendation to some of those issues.
Yeah,
now, finish your testimony. I don't want it to be.
No, I would like that because I think that's one. I think they value that lower level on a square footage basis. That's based upon a better lower level than what it is. The 2-bedroom thing I mentioned, the electrical, the plumbing. The other thing that's a little bit of an unknown I've had. I've had a lot of termite issues in that house. It had termites before I bought the house. I had it treated shortly after.
That's what I didn't want to say. But okay.
What was that?
I didn't want to comment on some of the condition issues, but you did.
Okay. Well, I assume this is not advertised to all of that. But it was treated again shortly after I bought it. And we found them again 5 or 6 years later. The neighbor did a whole block treatment, which we think got them. And then here a year ago, we found them again. So there is some structural damage. Well, there's definitely structural damage. I I would hope that it would be considered by a buyer. I don't think it's structural damage that's your house is going to fall in, but it is. But some buyers, some home inspectors might say different.
That's correct.
And then we're talking $20,000.
John? No, I'm just going to ask what they need Cliff to do. Go down the assessor's office to go with.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cliff, the gentleman's name is Josh, and we're going to take you down to the assessor's office. They'll introduce you, and then he'll go with you. He'll drive his own vehicle to do this inspection.
Okay.
And then he'll report back to us, and we'll go from there.
Okay. So you'll call me then?
We're going to follow you right now. Okay.
So if you'll go down to the assessor's office, we'll just see you when you get back, and after Daryl reevaluates this, and we'll go from there.
Okay. So I come back after I meet him?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Cowan.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Could I make a recommendation? Because everybody has to get to work tomorrow, probably. Can we hold these to 10 minutes? And if you can't, you can't. But I'd like to see that recommendation made. Okay, go ahead.
All righty. Roderick Koontz.
Mr. Koontz.
Did I say this wrong?
He wants to check out in the hall, see if he might be out there.
He's left, you know.
Roll to the next one.
I just need to get this young man a Yankees T-shirt rather than a KC shirt.
No.
Not there. We'll go on.
His dad's saying, "Who is that crazy guy anyway?"
Wayne.
That's okay, keep up the good.
Wayne
one.
Trantham. Wayne Trantham. Lisa Hoptman. Yes, are you two together?
Yes.
Okay, you're one after the another. Lisa and Dave, will you state your names and address, and I'll swear you both in.
Lisa Hoptman, 216 Cedar Street.
Dave Hoptman, 216 Cedar Street, Beatrice, Nebraska.
Will you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Are we looking at
202 North Sumner?
Yep.
The first one.
How many do you?
That I gave you. I have four pieces of property. I'll hold it down to 10 minutes per property. So it'll be quick. I'm not going to judge this by anybody else's property but my own. Okay? This house here, I bought it on the open market for $40,500. I would like you to bring down the taxes to that because I feel that there's just too much money. If somebody else was going to give more money for the house, they would have done did it a long time ago. I bought this house a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. I've never done this before, so this is a very new thing for me. So I just want to let you know I'm exercising my right, so I like your system here. So we feel that this house is only—it's got a low basement. It's all dirt. It's a cracked basement. We're in the flood zone. We have to pay flood insurance, more money than anybody else has to. Roof is shot, leaks in the house, got a big hole in the roof. Other than that, it does look good from the outside. The house now, I want to let you know, it's not, you know, a 2000 model. It is a 1915 house. It is a very old house. The wood in the house is an old paint shop, and there's paint on the wood on the inside of the studs of the house.
Which property is this?
The first one, 202 North Sumner.
Okay,
so that's my first one. I don't have no more to tell you other than it's in the flood, and it floods.
Dave, I have a question. I'm Daryl Standard.
Nice to meet you.
I apologize. We had you as a no-show, and we didn't get a chance to talk to anybody.
Oh,
Okay, I wish I could have got to talk to you, but I'm a very busy man.
Then we understand. I got a couple questions.
Sure,
for
go
you.
Ahead.
You paid $40,000 for it. Was it a foreclosure of some kind?
It had to have been. I talked to two different people.
Okay.
On it, okay. One realtor over in Fairbury, for some reason, you know, it was on the market for 6 months with him, and he, for some reason, couldn't get the deal done. Then I had to go to a Lincoln one. Okay. So.
And I think one of the issues you brought up is condition. So we'll talk a little more on this one, okay?
Yes,
we'll
thank go. You.
But one question I have, too, is you owned this property before?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because it shows that you purchased it at $69,500 another time.
No, I never purchased for that. I gave $10,000 for it the first time.
Oops.
The first time I owned this house, I paid $10,000 for it.
Wait,
from Ron Hasley.
The sale was listed in the record book for $69,500.
Are you on the right one?
Which one are you on? This is 202 North.
202 North Sumner. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We're with you. Yeah, I,
202 North Sumner.
I got to put this.
I'm not seeing that.
It
shows $69,500.
Well, they got their records wrong. I bought it from Ron Hasley for $10,000. The taxes, it was like $260 a year. So they got something wrong.
Yeah, let's, okay, let's go. Okay, what's the next one? Go ahead, Dave. What's the next one?
I don't know what they got. I don't know why it's on there like that.
What property would you like to go over next?
Okay, so that one's done. I inherited a new piece of property on the other side of town on Ella.
Hey, wait just a minute. Should we consider these properties as we go? Or it'll get confused by the time you enter four things
in here. Yeah, you might
here.
Be right.
I mean, we got if he bought it for 40.
It's a no sale, but he didn't come to the hearing. So now, if he gives testimony, then Daryl, the condition is that what's going on with this one because
I bought it on the open market at $40,000.
Okay, and Dave, is it rented or do you?
My daughter lives there.
Oh, your daughter. I've had a few of my kids rent.
We call
my daughter lives there. She wanted to move out. She lives there.
I'd recommend on that sale price that unless the commissioners want us to go out and look at it. But I don't have any. We had no nothing. I mean, they didn't. Not your fault. I apologize. Okay. We had a no-show on it and sale. It's up to the board if they want to.
Generally, we do call a no sell. We don't put that in the sales file because it's a foreclosure. It's something has happened that it didn't make it a good sell.
It looks like, I didn't realize this, but it looks like the last guy only gave $31,000 for it. So,
what recommendation, I guess?
I'd make a recommendation. We go with his 2017 sale price and put it on pickup to us to inspect it next year. Is that okay?
How much is that going to be?
I don't know.
This year.
Well,
this
year. So you're not gonna lower it.
We're saying put it on at $40,500, and then he'll come back and inspect it next year. You won't pay for that inspection, but that'll give them a chance to look at it.
I'll recommend that.
Unless you insist, Dave.
Give me that.
$40,500.
I got nothing to say for on that.
Parcel number 01070300. Motion by Juergens, second by Bauman. To lower that to $40,500. Any additional discussion? Vote. 6 in favor. That carries. Next property, which would be 202, which would be 1524 Ella.
Yes. I just inherited this piece of property. I did not give nothing for the house. It was free. I did pay $14,665 for the property because that's the assessed value of it. For some reason, the property went up a little bit. I just didn't realize this.
Which property are we talking about now?
This one.
1524 Ella.
Okay.
The it doesn't have no water, plumbing, nothing. Yeah, it looks like a nice foundation there, but that's how it sits. There's no electricity in it. There's nothing. It's bare bones. If I were to die today, it would just get burnt down and throw it away. Unless somebody would take it over. But I feel, since I only have less than $20,000 in this, that it can't be worth what you're trying to say it's worth. And I'd like you to look at that.
And
I don't have no comps or anything like that. I'm not comping. I'm just going by myself.
And the current value we have listed is $31,130.
Right.
You're saying this one's under construction. Basically, it's not in usable.
No, there's no water, no sewer. I tried to get somebody over to dig some foundation stuff out. Haven't seen anybody around for 4 months, 3 weeks, whatever. It's hard for me to get things done over there. I don't know what, if the public just don't like me or what, but we need to get some things done. And it's, I feel that it's not worth any more than what I took my permit out for.
Daryl?
I'd recommend, it is sitting, there's no foundation under it or anything.
Yeah, well, there is a foundation under it right now.
They just dug it.
Yeah, they just did that here a few months ago.
Okay. I'd recommend we go with his request, and then we pick this up next year.
What is your request on this, Dave?
Well, I know the land value is not worth no more than what I gave for it, because that was what it was assessed for. You know, I gave what assessed value was on it when I bought it.
Land being $14,665?
Right. I never gave one penny more for it.
Make a motion for that.
$14,665. Moved by Bauman, second by Juergens. For parcel number 01282900 to be valued at $14,665 with the intent of the assessor evaluating that next year to see if there's something done on it. Discussion? Vote? 6 in favor. Passes.
Okay.
Next on your list here, it looks like 216 Cedar Street.
Yes. This is an old house I moved across town. It was built in 1940. It flooded in the flood zone many times. It's worth $75,000. For some reason, they have it up to 112 now. I didn't realize it was going up. I don't watch these things very closely.
That's across the street from Cedar School.
Yes, it is.
A little lot there. Was that redone inside?
The inside? Yeah, we had to take all the sheetrock off because it was all damaged because I bought it for $1,200 at the sale.
Right, but that's like gray or blue?
Yes, yeah. It's a gray or blue.
Just asking to keep the same as last year.
Is this a duplex?
No, it's just a house.
Is it rented?
I live there.
This is your home site?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was built in 1940. It's 1,000 square feet. This
one. We're just asking to keep it the same.
It's 1,000 square feet on the main level. It's a very small house.
You're requesting what?
I'd like to get it down to that 71,000,
no,
but
I think we just asked him to keep it at
back
92,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 92 is 720 is the you're asking it to go to 103,220, right?
No, I'd like to see it down further, but I can.
I don't remember what I wrote.
Oh, 103,220 would be what it was last year.
What's you're talking about this $100 a square. So that'd probably be about right, wouldn't it? About.
They're requesting 103,220.
That's because we didn't know any better, but now we do.
But I mean, taxable value is 112,490. Is that correct?
No.
That's what they're trying to get right now, or it's there. I don't know for sure, but I better stay proactive here.
Same.
It would be nice if we could lower it somehow. It's a very, very small house. You would feel crowded in there with three people.
How many square feet is that?
1,000 square feet.
Coming in at 100. I'd recommend we go with the 103,220.
Chairman, I would accept Daryl's recommendation for 103,220.
Second.
Moved by Bauman. Second by Juergens.
And I guess I'd ask you both. I'd ask
you. Year. I don't know. Okay. All right.
Can I ask you both just if Daryl or somebody from the assessor's office wants to come in and look at that? Because I know you're kind of remodeling some of these. Would you be receptive to that?
Yeah, it's under construction still.
Okay. We'll do it.
Moved by Bauman, second by Juergens to set the value at 103,220 for parcel number 01338000. Discussion. Vote, please. Six in favor, that passes. Next property would be
210 Granville.
210 Granville.
This is a piece of property my wife inherited from her mom passing away here recently. This house has a cracked foundation. It's got a 6-foot basement in it, all block. There's a crack wider than my hand that can go in the foundation all the way around. It did leak this last summer. It has sewer issues. The sewer backed up. We had to call the plumber several times. The driveway's cracked. It's fallen off. The garage has fallen off on the one side. It's not... They, you know, they're sad because their mom passed away, so they still have it. They don't know what they're going to do with the house, so they would like to at least bring the value back down where their mother had it at $98,000.
So I guess I would ask this. Would you, since you're contending that there's some condition issues, would you, in the next year or so, if Daryl wants to look at it?
She can come anytime he wants to. Just call me, my shop up the street called the Hop Shop Auto Body. Just stop over. We'll go to look at it.
Okay.
Well, I guess
we'll recommend that.
I would recommend leaving it.
I need your phone
at,
number.
Leaving it at?
Leaving it at the 98595.
That'd be my recommendation.
Second.
402-806. Moved by Bauman, second by Juergens. Go with Daryl's recommendation to maintain price at $98,595 for parcel number 01059000. Any further discussion? Vote. Six in favor. That passes.
And it really is helpful if there are condition issues to substantiate leaving that. If you do let them, I know folks are a lot afraid to let the assessor in some time. But
I'm not afraid of nobody. I got big shoulders.
But if there are, if there are, it always is helpful.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, Lisa.
I really appreciate everybody here. This is the first time I've ever been here.
I just wanted to.
It's kind of nice for you to let me be here.
Come
on, and
take a look.
Well, we appreciate it. This is how it's supposed to work.
Okay.
We will take a short recess.
We'll remind him of that.
Okay, wait.
You're next, bud.
Okay.
We will reconvene at 3:13.
Sorry.
Okay. Dave Friedman.
He was just in here.
Is he the guy that had to go to the bank or something?
I don't know.
That was just
Dave Friedman.
Friedman.
You might have gone. Friedman. You might have gone to men's
room. Kent Wilson.
I'm Kent Wilson, 21632 South First Road in Beatrice.
Will you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
The property I want to discuss first is first on our left, number 65, 00412500. This is my primary residence. It's an acreage. I was told today that there was no change. Well, I was confused by that because then I looked at this. I asked for a sheet on it, and they had changed it to their new suggested valuation of $188,995. What had happened was this last spring, and I'll try to make it as brief as I can, somebody from the assessor's office showed up and said, we'd like to measure your garage or outbuilding. It's one right near the house, not attached. And I said, fine. And they measured it, and it wasn't on the rolls. They had lost it. Now, they can't tell me when they lost it. I don't know when they lost it. But I do know that that's what they're changing my valuation by. About $17,000. Now, the acreage out there, they've raised all the acreages, $3,000 on the property that your home sits on. Okay. And I was told that that was throughout, and I'm in Midland Township. However, that is not so, because rural residential properties did not get that change. I can't see what the difference is. Maybe there's a difference. So at any rate, I'm protesting the valuation, and I think it should be $168,385 like it was last year. It's been going up and up as time has gone on. And there, since they just discovered I had a garage, they're assessing me for a new garage. Well, it's been there for 40 years. We've got pictures of it back, you know, black and white stuff. I've got some color stuff. I didn't realize that I should have, over the years, just kept a file on what they were doing on my property, because I've had a number of problems.
I have a question. Patty, is his home considered a subdivision?
I think he's talking about the...
He has how many?
9 acres.
Yeah,
I have six properties. I'll try to go through them as fast as I can, folks.
9.09 is what he has for acres.
His is just an acreage. It's not in a subdivision as such. It's
not a subdivision.
It's in Midland Township.
It's in Midland Township. So, you know, I think we need to be fair across the board. That's my point. I doubt very much if you're going to do anything about it. But if some properties are assessed $3,000 more, all should be.
Patty, did we raise all homesteads $3,000?
Yes. The first acre under each home in the county is now $15,000.
But that is on acreages, not on rural residential or...
That's on rural... Okay.
Because if you're in a rural residential, if you're just on a lot, that doesn't...
Well, these are 5-acre rural residentials that are in my Midland Township. Yes.
And each of them was not
and
raised.
They were not raised. And that's another thing. It's so difficult now to try to get the county's information on computer. I used to be able to have my son do it, and this year he just threw up his arms and said, "Dad, there's just no way. It's just deteriorated to the point where you can't find these comparables." And so I didn't bring you a whole bunch of comparables because it's so hard to get them. He did look in Lancaster County. I think we ought to change our software or whatever it takes. The way Lancaster County has it, they've got a logical. They give you three comparable properties. How can you go and protest if they've got three comparable to your house? You just can't do it. I mean, we have to come back and get three comparables for you and try to convince you that we need to be comparable to those properties. So that needs to change, but there's probably nothing we can do about that either.
Patty, he's saying that it did not change. I mean, that should be an easy yes-no there. That each of the properties, the rural residentials, did not go up $3,000.
His did, though.
Okay. Basically, the first acre under his home is considered $15,000, and then you add on the other acres, because he has 9 acres, right?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his house value went from $124,735 to $142,345. He protested last year. Did we miss a garage?
Yeah, there was a garage. He's...
Well, yes, but we don't... You can't tell us, because I've asked. Nobody in your office can tell me when it was locked. I can guess, because as you know, I've been here before telling you my problems, but we've only got 10 minutes, folks, so...
Well, then if there was a garage that was missed, I mean, there's houses, there's sheds, there's...
Well, I know, and comparable garages that were built back when my garage was built, you know, they're not now valued at $17,000. They've depreciated down to where they're maybe $1,600 or something like that. So that would be a comparable or a fair market value, but I just can't see that I suddenly should be assessed for a brand new garage when it is not.
What size of garage is it?
It's 560 square feet. It was depreciated with the house. The house has depreciation of 13% on it. The home was built in 1980. I assume...
The garage is built then, too.
Okay.
So what was the original value on the garage, like $24,000?
I was trying to calculate that out. We put 15...
Well, it's very difficult to find any paperwork. And in fact, very unhelpful down at the assessor's office. When I went in there, And I asked for any other paperwork like this type of sheet that shows the dimensions and everything. No, it's not available. Well, when I met with the appraiser, he went down and got those copies for me. He says, it's public record. You should have them. But I was refused down at the assessor's office.
Sir, could I ask you who you spoke to down in the assessor's office?
That was sitting here.
She refused to run you copies.
She refused to run me copies.
Of your own?
Of my own or any of my other six.
Daryl,
we have it depreciated to $15,320 for 560 square feet. That's coming in at $27.35. But it's depreciated with the house. So, and then Mark was the hearing person.
This guy that you hired, asked, I don't know. I remember.
Well, I'll tell you who it was. It was Mark Standard, my son. And he asked for an interior inspection of the property, and you declined it.
Yeah. Why should I have him inspect it?
That's your call.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think it's fair. You can see the garage is there. It's been there. And if it was assessed with a house, it doesn't show that it was assessed with a house. They lost it.
So you're saying you should have been paying the taxes on that garage?
Probably should have been paying it all along. Yeah, but they weren't doing that. And I don't know, you know, it's not fair at this point to say, okay, now, as of now, it's brand new. But that's not fair.
They're saying it's not being
depreciated with the house, like I said.
Well, no.
He has it at $15,000 is what it's taxed at now, which is nowhere close to a new price. That's less than half a new price.
Well, it's not comparable as far as what I've found, but I learned long ago. I've been to this meeting so many times. Really, it doesn't do me a lot of good to go to a lot of work because, you know, not much happens here. You know, I'm sorry, but I'm very disappointed in our county. I'm very disappointed. Well, we should move on, unless you want to do something about that one, because I think
it's ridiculous. Is there anything different than what you saw originally on this one?
No.
Okay.
We did adjust it last year in 18. It was protested last year.
Yeah, I've been back here many times, but I didn't realize the garage wasn't counted last year. And now suddenly this year it gets counted.
Well, can't just forget about it. We do have to pick it up, okay?
Well, yeah, but you have to pick it up at the new price?
I'm not going to argue with you, okay?
Well, I don't think that's fair since it's been there since 1980, and I was not concealing it.
Sir, I think that was the chairman's contention, was that we picked it up now. The county hasn't asked for anything in the back, in the rears, for the years that we didn't have it.
We don't know how many years in arrears that it hasn't been on there.
Well, but did you build the house?
Yes.
So we know we don't have it on from any time in the past, so now.
Well, we had it on originally. Yes, it's in our pictures here.
Well, no,
but,
the
you know, I should have gone. What I should have done, and I, hindsight's always better. When I started protesting years ago, because I've been in here many, many times, because they've been doing some shenanigans. About, it seems like every couple years or so, I have to come back, and I should keep a whole file because then I could prove it. But they can't prove it. Because it's not there.
It's now valued less than half of what it would cost to put a new one up. So that's a good thing. And then nobody's asking for anything in the rear.
Well, I think it's worth way less than what it's being appraised at now.
If you're comparable on
the blacktop around the corner, Jim Nelson has one that's similar in size, similar in age. And it's valued at like $1,600. Now, it depreciated out. So do I get depreciation or don't I?
It's depreciated at 13%, it sounds like.
Correct.
It doesn't sound like, unless someone wants to make a change on this. We'll move on to your next property, then.
Okay. The next one is a duplex, number 66115 15000.
That's number 68 on our sheet on protest.
Yes, that's number 66 on your protest sheet.
68.
I have it as 68.
I have 68.
Oh, I don't know. Well.
Whoa.
No, that on mine. Well.
But as long as it's
well, is the number is correct? It's. 01151500.
Yes, sir.
A duplex.
It's a duplex.
Is it 1119?
And 11? They've changed the valuation to 134,285. And I was told that houses here in town are going up 10% across the board. Is that the case?
10 to 20%, she said, I thought.
Or is 10 to 20? So it's just an arbitrary, we're just being arbitrary and saying, to pay for Beatrice 6, we need 10% more.
No, that's not true. We're reacting to the market. We're reacting to the sales. Daryl has done sales reviews. We have like over 300 sales in Beatrice.
And Patty, let me just, I haven't said that, but any adjustment in valuations have nothing to do with Beatrice 6, the same as they have nothing to do with Road Bond. That's not the way it works.
That's where it appears.
Even if we wanted to do that, that's not an option. What they do is just follow sales, follow everything else. Because just as there are some things going up, like residential and acreages, there are other things that are slowly creeping down, like ag land. So the equalization process and taxation and assessment, they don't follow bills that the county have.
Okay. Well, it's very difficult to find comparable cells with the website software that we have here. It's very antiquated and should be upgraded, and that would be my recommendation. But we should move on because your time is limited, and I've sat here long enough that my behind is limited. Okay, number 67 on my sheet, the number is 01-28-27-000.
Did you want to go over that duplex?
Well, if there's any reason, I think it ought to be valued at $122,970, and the assessor says $134,285.
Is your justification for that, Mr. Wilson?
Well, it's arbitrary that we've gone up an arbitrary figure without taking into consideration each structure. It was just said, we're going to do it 10 to 20%. So we just go through and, that looks like 10, that looks like 15, and that looks like 20. That's very arbitrary.
It's gone up 10 to 20%, but that doesn't mean assessment.
Do they do any work on finding out its comparables? Because we can't look it up and find those comparables.
Well, we'll ask Mr. Stannard for it here in a second. But what they do is the 10 or 20% isn't arbitrary. It's a dollar amount that everything's gone up. So after all the assessment's done, then we ask the assessor's office, what are we seeing for increases? They don't determine the increase prior to the assessment. After the assessment, then they tell us this is what our results are. The percentage is a result, not a target that we're shooting for. So, I mean, maybe that's misleading.
Well, it seems very much like a target.
Mr. Stannard, do you have...
Yes, we do. He was kind enough to supply the informal hearing person the rents on the duplex of $725 and $800. Mm-hmm. Tenants pay their own utilities. Okay. And then we pulled some comparables for equalization. We want, and he was emphatic about being equalized. And we did pull some comparables. He's at $62.17 a square foot. We have two, three different duplexes, similar age, and they're at $64.73 and $62.03, and they are equalized with his per square foot.
And you know, we're not privileged to that information.
It's all available.
All available. Well, I would like to see it. So let's go on.
Wait. He wants to finish talking to you. Wait a minute, Ken.
Oh, go ahead.
But that information is available to you. It's public information, and apologize.
Well, I guess I need to be more insistent when I go there to ask for that information that I need, because I need the square footage. I need to find out if comparables, and I would not be as upset today if I'd have gotten these comparables ahead of this meeting. Then I wouldn't have much to protest about.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I'd like to make a recommendation of no change on this parcel.
Okay. We have Let's hold off just for a second. We have no change on two of these. We'll take and look at all of his properties here once we get done, but I would agree with that also.
Okay.
Okay, that one sounds like it's equalized listening to the other square footage prices.
Okay.
The next parcel would be 01282700.
Okay. And this has gone up about $1,000. Well, just about $1,000. Look at it here.
$1,000.
Okay. Like 28 to 29, is that right?
Okay, no, wait a minute. $10,000.
I have trouble with my bifocals. I'm sorry. It's just, it's hell to get old.
Kent, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you're talking about 1530 Ella, right?
1530 Ella, yes.
Okay.
And so it was, what was the previous price?
Well, it's been.
Oh, it's so difficult. I'm sorry. These are just so hard to figure it out from the paperwork that I'm given, even when I finally get something.
Yeah, you were been at $28,000 since 2014. It went up $1,000. Well.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering, is that right? Because I don't want to see next year go up 10%.
And you did supply the referee the rent on this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the recommended value is $29,805.
Uh-huh. So we should just keep on going on here.
Daryl, do you have anything for us on this?
No, other than I agree with that. With the rent and everything he's given us, it supports that $29,000.
Okay. Let's go on then to, on my sheet it's 68. It's 1303300. And it was valued at 117. Last year, I paid 115 for it. And the end of 2016, then they wanted to raise it up before the 3 years was up. And so I agreed that we should bring it up to 117. But now it seems pretty arbitrary to me that they brought it up 10%. So if that's what we're dealing with across the board, it's 10% higher this year. It makes it awful difficult to take these big jumps. They're not as bad as Mr. Katz.
That's self-place in 2016.
2016.
Right.
Yeah, in December, yes.
10% would be 128.7.
And he did supply us with the rent. He gets, and I'm just asking,
$1,000
a month. And the tenant pays all utilities.
Utilities, right.
This one was at, I don't know the address.
Oh, it's 522 North, 514 North 22nd. I'm sorry, I got that mixed up.
So that 127,785 is what you came to after looking at rent and other property?
Yes, we did, the equalization.
Is there any further discussion on that property? The next property you have here is parcel number 01414500.
Right. And this is another one that, because I can't find any comparable information of comparable properties, I'm pretty well stuck. I can't prove or disprove anything that they say. It's nigh on to impossible. And so, like I say, I don't want to waste a lot of time here. Let's just go on to the next.
What is your change that you'd recommend?
I'd recommend that it goes back to 59, but, like I say, I've been dissatisfied every time I've come to protest, so I'm not expecting a whole lot.
Wilson, yeah. I'm just going to ask, would you come in and talk to me next year and make sure you ask for Patty, because I would have taken you in my office I even told the clerk's office to send people down when they filed protests, and I spent
hours with a lot of people. Well, I would appreciate that, because
and
it's
I also
difficult.
Have a sales book. I would gladly go over. We would.
Oh, that would
that.
Be so much easier, because
I'm
trying to find our way through our website, the website is or the software.
And I have a sales book.
It's just terrifically difficult. I admired these people that came in here and they had all this information, and I'm going, they worked hard.
Well, I hate to say this, but they just looked around. Our software doesn't give it to you. It doesn't just copy
it. I know,
out.
But if you were in Lancaster County, you would have it at your fingertips.
Well, you also, as high as our property taxes, you'd also be paying more taxes there, too.
You know, that may be, money. But, you know, sometimes we need to upgrade. We need to keep up with the times. If we get stuck here, we're going to be back, 100 years ago, and we don't want to do that. Let's go on to the next property.
Do you have a justification for the 50? $9,000.
Well, I really think that that's closer to fair market value. But like I say, without being able to find the comparable properties on my own, I simply can't do it. I'm just at a loss, and I'm using my time, and I don't want to use up any more of your time. I realize your time. You've sat here just as long as I have, and we're tired. So let's go on.
And
these
Ken,
other people, I apologize.
Ken, you don't have to, but anyway, we did pull some comparables. You did supply us with the $550 for this one, the rent, and the tenant pays all utilities. Right. And we did have sales, or we had the information that you're at $45.43. We had a $46.94. We pulled only 1.5 stories, okay? Mm-hmm. And we had several of them that we pulled, so they did support what we currently have for assessment.
Okay. I'm glad you can find that material, but I can't. Okay, and then last one then, 1,4387,000. It's currently valued at $60,720, and I still think it should be the $55,965.
And that, again, is with no comparables? Daryl, did you happen to pull any comparables on that one?
Yes, we did. We have three of them. They came in at 50. The subject was $40.16. He gets $525 a month.
Yeah.
Yes. And tenant pays. You purchased that in 08 on a foreclosure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. And that's so old it doesn't, for $35,000. But he's at 4016. We have 5370, 5359, and then I had one that was 7793 a square foot. So we pulled, these are your subject was two story. We had 1.5 stories that we pulled. They're two stories, so we felt that it was in line.
Mr. Wilson, it appears they're in line with the other comparables. I know you think nothing happens here. It does some to a point, not always. It's always nice when it does. I'd really recommend next year you go in and talk to Patty specifically.
Well, I will if I realize that that's an option because, I was not given any options at all.
In fact,
kind of got the cold shoulder.
Well,
and so you just kind of go, I give up at this point.
Yeah. She's certainly inviting you to come into her office to ask for her.
All right.
And actually, if you have a real issue with, an employee, why, you're free to talk to one of the supervisors, but we're going to talk to their supervisor and ask them what's going on. But their supervisor would like to know, probably, if you're having a real issue.
Yeah.
But
because everybody's here to work for you. It doesn't always feel like it, but...
Well, they should be. We're paying their wages, but still, if you get that kind of treatment, you're just kind of going, what's the use at this point? I just come to protest and
try to come before.
I didn't bring a sign and march around, so.
Well, you're welcome to come prior to next year. Even before this process starts, I recommend coming in earlier. Say, hey, I'm not happy with this. What can we do? Or can you show me properties that are similar to mine?
Well, I think on the garage issue that was lost, I think I will need to do that in the future because it's just not equitable because, it isn't a new garage. It's been there for 40 years.
And if you're not happy with the decision here, you are welcome to take this to Turk as well.
Well, right.
That's,
but that's
that would be
another,
the next step.
Yeah, another step. So.
But, John?
I guess one thing I would ask, Daryl, on his first property where he lives, the one with the garage, yeah. The garage didn't originally get added into the square feet of the house, did it?
No.
Okay. It was just missed.
Yeah, totally. Okay. And then we just...
Yeah.
Then we said, okay, we better depreciate it right along with the house.
Yeah. Yep.
And there's, it's not saying that you did anything wrong. It was just one of those things that was missed.
I've had a lot of issues. I mean, even down to them changing my name. Yes, I had to protest that, too.
Well, maybe you wouldn't have been billed that way, though.
Well, no. It would have been billed the same way. Same address. Just different.
Please go and talk to Patty next. Next year.
All right.
We're going to move on, though. Thank you, Mr. Wilson.
All right. Thank you.
Roderick Kuntz? Wayne Trantham?
Who was the gentleman in the green shirt?
David Friedman's back.
What's your name over there?
David Friedman?
Smythe.
Okay, I've got you back.
This is, will you give your name and address and then we'll swear you?
Yeah, my name is Dave Friedman. I live at 2240 West Cedar Road, Pickerel, Nebraska.
Will you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Or I will. I do sound like a kid.
Well, let's hope.
Can you guys share?
Sure.
Will.
Not a problem.
What was your name again, sir?
Dave.
Okay, thank you. We're trying to.
Right here.
Oh, Sharon and.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah. Well.
Hold in.
Look right next to you.
Here? No, these are all Wilson. I saw that card just a little while ago.
Go ahead,
sir.
Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
We'll keep it moving. My 10 minutes is going, right? This is a little different situation here. We live on an acreage north by Pickerel, and my address is 2240 West Cedar Road. I kind of summarize these. I hope this is okay for you. These are taken directly off the website. I was able to find the information without any problem. So I'm comparing my assessed value that I got charged and with two other properties. And I don't know if any of you have ever been to the Red Barn Farm or Four Generations. Are you familiar with those businesses? Well, we also have a barn that's finished off on our property, but we do not use it, you know, as such. We use it for storage is what we do. There's a big discrepancy in the assessed value and especially in the improvements part of that between the other two businesses, or I call them businesses. Ours is just an acreage and used as that. Outbuildings are pretty, ours is a little lower, theirs are a little higher. The amount of acres are fairly similar, just a little higher, a little lower. The homes are about the same age, all built around 1910, 1920, so they're all older. Square foot's a little different, and how it's figured is a little concerning to me, too, because it's not real consistent on how it's been figured out here. And the quality... Average, one of the properties is average to good, and the other one is average. I guess I protested a value of $248,425. Do they have that? Do you guys have that in front of you? What my no?
Now, the improvements on each of these, where we have the sheet listed as improvements, that's the home, and then the outbuildings are the barn or sheds. Is that correct?
Well, that's what I was... Are these the house, or are these the barn?
those are the barn of the previous owners. That's not our prop. That's not ours.
Oh.
She talked about using Zillow, and when I went in to talk to her, she had a lot of pictures off of Zillow. And, you know, I really didn't think that was an official site to, you know, I suppose they can use whatever source they want, you know, to come up with a value. We did just recently purchase our property, and we paid more than what we were being assessed for. But I guess my biggest concern is what these other properties would be evaluated at and how they compare to ours, and I guess the fairness of the situation. There's, from the time we bought our property to what they went up to, it went up $84,000, which is 34%. If we would have known that, would we moved here? You know, probably not. But that's a pretty big jump, $84,000 in 1 year. So I asked her about, obviously this finished barn wasn't on there prior to this last year, from what I understand. But it had been finished off for 16 years. So somewhere along the line, the ball got dropped. Somebody didn't assess it at that. I just assumed that it was in there when we bought the property at that price. So I think there's some discrepancy there in the way this was figured. Also, if you look at the land values between our property and the Red Barn farm, they have 20 acres, we have 11 acres, but they're valued about at the same price. I don't understand that part of it. Another thing I don't understand, when you go to our valuation, we actually have a second farm resident sheet for our property. These other two properties do not have that. So I don't know what that is. I should have probably asked before I came in here. Go ahead.
I guess at that, Daryl, I would. You have the card there. Still wondering. The land's obviously land. The improvements. Does that include the barn? Because there's improvements and outbuildings.
Yeah, I do want to clear one thing up. These are not your property. Is that correct?
That is our physical property. The fixtures and stuff inside of it is not ours.
The balcony.
That is the barn.
This is the balcony, though, and the walls and
yes.
stuff are in there? Oh, but not the...
What kind of floor?
So when you bought the property, full disclosure of the yeah. seller didn't let you know that that this finished barn wasn't on...
No, it wasn't disclosed to us. I mean,
you just
assume that from the realtor tells you, you know, that's just all part of the sale.
No, yeah.
Daryl, do you have a finished barn figured into the taxes here, or is this based on the house?
Yeah, I was trying to get to it.
I did talk to, I think it was her secretary, who was the gal here before, before I protested, and she said they separated it out. She brought me the figures. It was like $166,000 for the house and $88,000 for the barn.
Pretty good man cave.
It's a nice place, but we don't use it. We have horses, so we bought it for the property. My wife actually wanted to tear it out and put the horses in there. I said no.
And we did try to set up a time, and you did set up a time. But
I did, and then I called and said I couldn't do it, but they said they were going to call back, and they never did.
Okay.
Here's a couple pictures. You can pass these around. These are the Red Barn farm. And these
this
are,
is the property, but it's...
This is the fourth generation barn.
This is the property. It's right
in there.
Yeah, match up.
I'm going here.
I know.
And the only thing we have is yeah. 4,000.
Well, you know, I guess I'm not protesting so much that our property value probably isn't more than what it was. I guess my concern is how it's being compared or how to these other properties
yep,
that I brought in front of you guys.
And then you paid $400,000.
Yep.
Did it get appraised out at $400,000 with the barn?
I don't know. We never had appraisal.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So.
Okay. Red barn. And so what you're asking then is for the barn and the house and all improvements to be at $200,000. Is that correct? That's what you hear.
Right.
Okay.
And I don't have my figures from last year. Well, I guess it was.
So you were.
Last year. I don't have those in front of me, I guess. Do you have those, what they were last year?
Oh, yeah.
What the house was?
I don't know.
Was it like 132 or?
Improvements.
I got to get that off there. The improvements were at 166,465. Outbuildings were at 37,835 for a total of 248,225. And this year, yeah, it's 332,055.
Correct.
Okay.
But on your first statement, you didn't include the residents, I don't think.
Yeah, that the house itself was at 166,465, just for the house. Then the outbuildings were added to it. But for the new assessment, the house is at 249,855. And the outbuildings actually went down to 33,775.
Was anything done to the house to increase it that much? I mean, you said 166 to 250?
Yeah, 166 to 250, 249. Not that I see in the notes. And did you indicate to the referee that you'd done anything to the house?
No, we hadn't. Okay. We just bought it in November, so.
Because it's?
Or October.
Okay.
And you're just asking for the improvement, the house to go to 200 and not 249.
Right, right.
That seems like an unusual jump again.
90,000.
84,000.
84. I have no idea.
That's why I was confused. And then, like I said, to compare it to these other two properties, it's way out of line with what they.
Barn is old.
But, you know, I don't know if they included the barn as part of our house, is what I'm maybe thinking.
The barn is
the outbuilding.
The barn's
in the square footage, and then.
Did we price it in?
The barn would be in your outbuildings, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I was confused, too. So.
What's the size of your barn? Do you know? We have, I think.
That should be on the assessor's site.
Well, I'm trying to find the barn we got treated as a clubhouse.
Here it says 44 by 36. This actually is an old one.
Okay. Frame barn.
Last year they were valued at $37,835.
Looks to me like some value was added based on the barn.
Went to the wrong place.
Clubhouse, here we are. Yeah, we had put an assessment on the clubhouse at $83,390 as part of those improvements.
That's worth more than some people's homes.
Yeah. That seems awful high on the.
Yeah, you know, we do. There is a bathroom in there, but there's no kitchen.
Is it air conditioned?
It is. It has
heat
and air conditioning, yeah.
Okay. Any bedrooms in there or anything?
No, it's just all open.
Okay. That's where.
Well, that explains why the house, that part of it, evidently it was added on with the house.
Correct.
So there again, I wanted to know why it went up so much between one year to the next.
Because the outbuildings actually went down after taking that.
So he put the clubhouse on with the regular house.
And what size is that clubhouse again, or the barn?
44 by 36 by 16 foot. So it's got a loft in it. 1,584 square feet for the first floor, and total of $2,534 for the total.
And see, that's where these inconsistency, these other two properties that are comparison, they're not doing that. They're not changing the size of their home. They don't have that second residential sheet.
What is that second farm residence sheet? What does that mean?
Okay. That you mean
on here.
Well, if you look on the website,
it is. I don't know.
It shows it will show two different areas with those. It's the same information, but for some reason mine has two. And theirs doesn't have, theirs just has the one.
I have a question about these acreages and that create these barns. Should those not be zoned commercial? So in this instance, this gentleman's not using this anything for them for personal family recreation, but there's other barns that are finished off and they have banquets and weddings. And I know we've approved wine tasting things out there. Should those not be considered different?
I think they should. Oh, I'm sorry.
I agree.
Okay. I think maybe we ought to take a look at the. Dave's concern is the equalization. There's no doubt what he paid for it. $400,000 and.
I'm stupid.
No, sir.
It's a nice place.
He's not using it for weddings, right?
And maybe trim this. The outbuilding down some, put some more depreciation. We got 55% depreciation on it now. And so the first thing we've heard is, I didn't realize it was that finished off. And it's insulated. It's set up for, you can do whatever you want. They decide to maybe make a stable out of it. I don't know. So maybe we can make some adjustments to the outbuilding, but
you know, I don't know if some of these farmers, but I know for a fact, not to knock farmers, but they have finished offices in their buildings too. They're heated, they're cooled, they have bathrooms in there. Are we looking at that too?
Well, that's something.
I mean,
they do look at the finish inside those, but I think the difference is if it's related to a residence or a farming operation versus a commercial enterprise where they're having events there.
Right.
I think we've got to be able to separate that out somehow, because that's a different use. You've got an ag use, a residential use, and then a commercial use.
Yeah, and we do get the and they do supply us with the income.
But I do agree with what he said. There's some farm buildings out there have bathrooms. I mean, they're as nice as what he's talking about here.
Race shops, everything else.
So anyway. I mean, he's correct on that.
Are we comparable on the building?
Are we doing that with, like, what we're doing to him then, to a farm building? No.
Well, I haven't seen.
I can answer that. No.
We can try to. I can tell you, we've tried to get into some, and we've been told no.
All you got to do is look on Facebook around graduation time, and you'll see everybody's finished.
We found a few that way.
The thing that I need to. We need to figure some things out on that.
On Mr. Friedman's, though, are we close on our building square footage on our houses? I mean, that's the only thing we can do is make sure we're equal. Are we at that point on this building? Or are we, compared to these other two, those are probably the, even though those are commercial businesses, and this isn't.
Yeah, I'd much rather have the value put into it, you know, like an outbuilding as opposed to my improvements. I mean, that's like that's how these other two are treated, as outbuildings.
And obviously it's not your house. I mean,
right.
But it does have finish to it, so we need to get them equalized. He's brought up two of them, and I'll guarantee you right now we'll be out there looking at those two.
Which ones are right, though? Is his right or are those other two right?
That I don't know. I mean, right now we got to find out. So what he's asking for is $83,000. We've got $83,000 on the barn or the clubhouse. He's wanting that $83,000 to be taken off. I don't agree with that. I think we need to depreciate it down some because the barn's still there. It's not going anywhere. So, and then he's got the red barn here. We don't know if I don't know what, we'd have to pull those out, maybe 50,000 or 62, but we have to digest that. So if we cut maybe that 83 and a half at this point and then come back to it and go through them.
That'd be fine, yeah.
And come out there and see what, see how many parties you're throwing.
Well, I just retired, so I had my retirement party there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there is a discrepancy between these properties. If one's right, the other one can't be. It's got to be.
Yeah. Yep. I want it to get equalized. And Terry's right. There's some buildings out there. I've been basically told, shucks, you shouldn't be here. I'm not going to show you anything.
So we got to figure some things out.
There's some nice ones out there, and Terry's right. They're air-conditioned. They're heated, and I'd like to get in them.
So with that being said, what you're thinking is?
Cut it in half, go 41 or 42,000 just on the barn. And
so $290,000 valuation approximately?
Mm-hmm. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Moved by Bauman. Oh, man, I lost my. Oh, here we go. Moved by Bauman, Juergens, second by Bauman, for parcel number 00280300000 to be reduced to $290,000 valuation. Any other discussion?
What do you want to reduce to?
$290,000. Any further discussion?
Nope.
Vote. Six in favor.
Thanks, guys.
And they'll be out to look at that stuff. And we will. Sometimes that's what it takes, is somebody bringing things in to find those discrepancies.
All right.
And Dave, when we give you a call, we'd love to get in it and take a look, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
What's your name, sir?
You lived by Rockford, didn't you?
Yes, now you figured it out.
okay. See,
it's Dan.
What?
Dan.
We don't have an
elder. Dan Rika? Rika?
Richa.
Yeah.
No, it's a gentleman in a green shirt.
I'm sorry, sir. Yeah, will you come up? Will you state your name and address, and then I'll swear you in?
Dan Richa, 410 McLean, Philly.
Will you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
This property happens to be a distressed property. There was a foreclosure on it. It had been on the market for over 3 years. Sat empty for over 2 years before I purchased it. There's a lot of major work that needs to be done to it.
So what are you requesting this be?
I paid 37 and I think I requested 40.
And the reason being is conditional?
Condition, yes.
And so if we go to 40, would you be welcome to let him look at that condition?
You bet.
You would do that?
And go back and look at it again.
So both of you would be fine with that? Go to 40, let the assessor's office take a look?
I recommend 40. I make that motion.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Juergens, to lower the value of parcel number 00755600000 to $40,000 with the assessor to review it this year. Any other discussion?
This year or next year?
Catch it next year.
Catch it for the next cycle. I'm sorry.
What was the number on that again?
Parcel number 00755600000 on protest sheet dated July 17th, 2019. And then it'll be number 75, Senator.
Richa with a W.
Richa.
Richa.
Richa. Richa. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Vote. Six in favor. Okay. Thank you,
just
sir.
A quick note. I didn't make it to last week's meeting. I didn't get the letter prior to it. They sent it right before the holiday, so I imagine it got stuck.
The last board meeting?
Yeah, the one last week.
Okay.
The pre-meeting or whatever that was.
Oh, the committee meetings on Monday?
Right.
The protest meeting.
The
protest meeting would have been with the assessor and the some of Darrell's staff, probably.
July 9th.
That was
in the afternoon.
That would have been with them. You just came right to us.
Well, it sounded like I skipped that step, but just in case it's easier for somebody.
Well.
Yeah, we probably should send Marilla a holiday. It caught up in the mail.
Yep.
Really does. Well, no, thank you, sir. We'll reduce that to $40,000, and then we'll reevaluate it next year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ronald. Mike. Is that
this one?
Oh, well, you've been waiting for a while. What?
It is.
Well,
somebody put your name. Is that?
That's my name, but my name's not nowhere on anywhere.
What is his name?
Ronald Smythe.
Yeah, it's on this sheet. We have the second sheet Jennifer brought.
I think he's talking about this list.
Change, no change sheets.
Oh.
The protest sheet. My name is not on there at all,
and
I did file
on
a protest.
Five.
Number 55.
Yeah. Number 55 on the...
Is this Ronald Gordon?
Do you go by Ron or Ronald?
Ronald.
Ron, will you state your name and address for the record, and I'll swear you in?
Yeah. Full name is Ronald Gordon Smythe. My address is 121 North 6th Street in Wymore, Nebraska.
Will you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Proceed, sir.
I filed a protest. I submitted a two-page letter with all of the reasons and why-fors of the property that I believe I was scammed on. I paid $25,000 because I had to invest the full amount of the sale of my other home in Colorado when I moved here to Nebraska, or the federal government would take it because I'm on Social Security disability. I've been on Social Security disability for over 15 years. I made an offer on this house. I was not given any kind of disclosure. I was not told anything. The basement was filled with garbage and debris, so I really didn't get a really good look at it. The electric wasn't on. The water wasn't on. There was a lot of conditions to the house that I did not know of or was aware of. When I found out the house was only estimated at being worth $17,000 by the city of Wymore, it kind of bothered me that I paid $25,000 for a house that was only considered worth $17,000. When seeing the damage done to the house, being my father was a World War II veteran and also owned his own construction company, I've basically been doing carpentry just about my whole life, that house isn't worth $17,000. That house is barely even worth 10, if that. The foundation is shot. The electrical is shot. The needs new furnace. It needs new water heaters. Everything needs to be done. And nothing mechanical in the house even works. I'm lucky that I have two rooms that I can actually live in. The prior tenants, when they made the house into a duplex, they made it into two apartments. The one tenant was not paying rent and must have got mad because he was being evicted, went and urinated throughout the whole house. I had been scrubbing and cleaning the house since last September. I can't take a shower without coming out of the shower stinking like urine. That's ridiculous. I actually filed for a $25,000 grant through Blue Valley Community Action. I also submitted this along with my protest. They flat out denied me the $25,000 grant because it said that the home would far exceed the $25,000. If the city says the house is only worth $17,000 and Blue Valley Community Action says there's more than $25,000 worth of damage to the house, how can the house can even be worth $21,000, which that's the paperwork that I received. I also received this last notice. I don't even know where this came from. It says there's a second story on the house. There is no second story. There's windows up there. There's an attic. There's a crawl space. It's barely 5 feet tall, if that. It's peaked on both sides. It's all open rafters. There's not a stitch of insulation in the house. All the windows are shut. All the doors are shut. The square footage of the house, my house in Colorado was almost 1,500 square feet. It says here it's 1,800 square feet. This is impossible. I don't know where this come from. I would more than welcome anyone from anyone's office. You can come look at every nook and cranny of the whole house. I took pictures. They told me I could submit pictures, but I said the only thing I could do was on my phone, and they said that would be more than you know, adequate, which I thought was a little ridiculous. But I have pictures of major damages to the home.
What do you believe the value of the home is?
Personally, as a contractor and doing construction work, I don't think the house is worth more than $15,000 to $17,000. What the city said.
So if the city says whatever the city says is $17,000 under the same condition which we did to another folk, another person that came here that I think you saw, would you allow the assessor's office to get in and look at that home in the next cycle if we go to the 17, whatever the...
He could send somebody to my house today. The house is in really, really bad shape. The house was built in 1900. It's almost a 120-year-old home. I mean, there's nothing in the house new at all.
Right.
The electrical, last time the electrical was done was probably maybe the 1940s, 1950.
Darrell, do you want to try to look at that today? Or?
Yes, we'd like to send somebody down there, Ron. We did go with what he requested, the $21,380. But
I believe I filled that out incorrectly. I didn't want the assessment at $21,80. I wanted it to be left at the $17,720 or less.
Anyway, it is. We do have it listed as a 1.5, and I think we need to go down there and make that correction and do the walkthrough.
Do you have that kind of time, though?
Yes, we can. I've got somebody to run through.
It's in Wymore, Nebraska.
That's fine. We'll do it.
$98,310.0015. We're going to skip over the 1, 2, 3, 4, five Norman Party properties that were voted on separately. Pool Rosetta A, parcel 011293,153,420. 013164,000. Prefert Lonnie, $175,050. 01021000. Prefert Lonnie, $104,345. 01079010. Race Renee, $136,245. 01446100. Ream Rodney D and Deborah L, $2,750. Patty, do you want to read these or do you want me to keep going?
Doesn't matter. Do you want to finish this one and then I'll do the next one?
Sounds good. 01302400000. Rempel Roger M and Lori A, $137,130. 01185,8000. Roggy Gary Lee, $56,415. 01042,6000. Scheidler, Michael C. and Kathy D., 155,620. Ronald Smythe, we voted on separately. 01244,2000. Snyder, Michael C. and Michelle A., 99,250. 00799,1000. Susick, Chase A., 42,365. 01364,2000. Southard Sandra J, 107,465. 01132,4000. Spady David J and Connie J, 115,360. 01148,1000. Swanson Douglas A and Diane M, 59,140. 01146,2000. Tegmeyer Larry R, 15,000. 01131,7000. Verkler David and Catherine, 154,960. 00807,5300. Wallman Allen, 183,880. 01272,3000. Will Janice I and Keith L, 72,595. 00623,4000. William Sidney R, 77,190. 01209,1000. Wilner Jeffrey L and Joe Ann, 161,435. We did not vote on them. 00412,5000. Wilson, Kent C. and Nancy M. 188,995. 01151,5000. Wilson, Kent C. and Nancy M. 134,285. 01282,7000. Wilson, Kent C. and Nancy M. 29,805. 01303,000. Wilson, Kent C. and Nancy M. 127,785. 01415,000. Wilson, Kent C. and Nancy M. 63,790. 01438,7000. Wilson, Kent C. and Nancy M. 60,720. 01201,5000. Wilkin, Keith L. 60,385. 01521,1000. Wilkin, Keith L. 48,015. 00755,6000. Richa.
We did that one.
You did already. 0147-00000. Young Kathleen, 156,885. 0131-36,000. Young Thomas J. and Luffy, 178,170. We don't keep reading?
We have a separate motion.
Could I ask for a motion and a second to approve the no change list as read?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries.
What happened?
Can we read now?
If you'd like to. I took the hard one for you.
No, you didn't. I noticed that. Okay. 00934900. Roger Aiden. Current value 51630. Requested 35,000. Recommended change 35,000. Number 2, 01358600. Roger Aiden. Current value 199.50. Requested value 11,000. Recommended change 11,000. Number 3, 01359000, Roger Aiden, 27,600 current, 7,500 requested, recommended change 21,065. Number 4, 01359100, Roger Aiden, current value 12,515, requested 6,000, recommended change 7,515. Number 5, 01416900, Roger Aiden, current value 18,350, requested 8,000, recommended change 10,145. Number 6, 01417100, Roger Aiden. Current value 64,185. Requested 42,000. Recommended change 44,930. Number 7, 00839600, Roy and Lila Allen. Current value 47,265. Requested change 32,000. Recommended change 38,985. Number 8009082000, Darren Allington and others. Current value 87,830. Requested value 63,000. Recommended change 63,000. Number 90052181108, Joe and Manel Armstrong. Current value 554,910. Requested 517,239. And the recommended change was what? 517,240. Number 10, 01164320 4, Barton Barcel, Greenleaf Development LLC, 1,959,145 is the current value. Requested was 1,351,669. Recommended change 1,296,295. Number 11, 00714500, Matthew and Rebecca Bauer. Current value 51,075, requested 23,120, recommended 23,120. Number 12, 01005600, Ronald D. and Orlean R. Behrens. Current value 64,545, requested value 40,000, recommended change 40,390. Number 13, 01065613, Janet Brandt. Current value 177,825, requested 167,510. Recommended 174,825. Number 14, 01403900, Wyatt A. Brown. Current value 114,090. They didn't have a requested value. Recommended change was 100,000. Number 15, 00173000, Jerome and Melinda Christian. Current value 164,100. Requested 153,789. Recommended change 163,415. Number 16, 01030802, Timothy R. and Lana M. Clapper. Current value 305,650. Requested 279,860. Recommended 284,15. Number 17, 01106,2501, Jeffrey D. Collison. Current value 167,20. Requested 134,645. Recommended change 151,500. Number 18, 01460600, Darrow Vision LLC, Russell A. Darrow. Current value 188,75.
No, back off. You said 188. It's
118.
Sorry. 18,875.
Current value, that was the current value. Requested value is 14,310. Recommended change is 14,310. Thanks for correcting that.
All right.
Number 19006542101, E-Energy Adams, LLC, $35,941,745. The requested was $32,336,105. Recommended $32,634,090. Number 20,01453900, Dwayne M. Evans, D&P Rentals. Current value $65,700. There was no requested value, and 63025 is the recommended change. Number 21,00945300, Dwayne D. Evans, D&P Rentals. Current value 53,800. Requested, there wasn't one, and recommended is 46,770. Number 22,01428600, Paul and Deanna Fanning. Current value 153,005. Requested is 137,050. Recommended is 110,000. Number 23,00638,4000, Henry Grauman, Henry Max and Levant R. Grauman. Current value 452,470. Requested 303,000. Recommended 350,415. Number 24,01208800, William Lee Guy. Current valuation is 61,460. Requested is 57,155. Recommended is 57,155. Number 25,01117,000, James R. Hackle. Current is 115,790. Requested 100,025. Recommended 106,630. Number 26,012,541,000, Dallas E. Hanshaw. Current value 60,290. Requested value 52,245. Recommended 37,640. Wow. Number 27,01153400, Fred D. and Deanne M. Harrison. Current value 40,440. Recommended 34, or requested is 34,350. Recommended is 35,000. Number 28,01309700, Kurt E. and Mary S. Hilsinger. Current value 179,950. Requested 166,375. Recommended 179,040. 29,01130100, Eric D. and Andrea R. Jansen. Current value 129,295. Requested is 111,755. That was the requested. Recommended is 123,650. Number 30,01065,6202, Gary and Janice Jurgens. Current value is 269,685. Requested is 205,320. Recommended change 249,000. Number 31. Zero. Did we do Glenn Katz?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
So can I skip that one then?
Yes, we have that voted on.
Number 32,01247,800, Daniel C. and Jennifer S. Keys. Current value 86,560. Requested value 77,375. Recommended change 77,500. Number 33,01269,300, Stephen M. Klein. Current value 48,920. Requested value 45,650. Recommended change 38,870. Number 34,00449,000, Dean D. Cube. Is it QB? I don't know. 386,910 is the current value. 374,582 is the requested. And recommended change 378,295. Number 35,00449,200, Dean D. Cube, Marcia Geiger. Current value 70,945. Requested 60,130. Recommended 69,950. Number 36,0, did we do him? Roderick Kuntz. Do you remember if we did
him? No, we didn't have him.
He signed in. I don't.
He didn't. He wasn't left. Here, though. He left, yeah.
Okay, number 36,01114800, Roderick R. Kuntz. 94,120 is current value. 56025 is the requested. Recommended is $77,500. Number 37-0148-96100, Ryan J. and Peggy A. Lozman, 174890. Requested is 159945, and the recommended is 159945. Number 38-00732-0000, Blake Custom Homes Incorporated, Mainz. Current value $255,235, requested $212,200, recommended change $220,980. 39-0119860000, David and Sheila Meyer. Current value is $93,350, requested is $69,195, recommended is $69,500. Number 40-00504700, Roger W. Moling. Current value $180,560. Requested is $80,000. Current value, or recommended change, I'm sorry, is $123,955. Number 41-00258-2105, Jeremiah J. and Corinne D. Moorhead. Current value is $490,135. Requested value is $425,000. Recommended change is $425,915. Number 42-01320000, Jocelyn N. Morgan. Current value $19,790. Requested value $18,400. Recommended change $15,500. Number 43-01315700, M.H. Morris. Current value $125,875. Requested $114,655. Recommended change $114,655. Number 44-0104570000, Norris Real Estate, LLC, Tracy Norris. Current value $113,550. Requested is $104,000. Recommended is $104,000. Number 45-0126640000, Norris Real Estate, LLC, Tracy Norris. Current $72,150. Requested $65,000. Recommended change $65,000. Number 46-00447-4110, Dylan Oaks. Current value $262,125. Requested value $227,500. Recommended change $243,000. Number 47-01087-6723, Bob and Dorcas Pella. The current value is $192,280. The requested is $143,865. The recommended is $175,000. Number 48-00356-1500, Milbert and Ruth Penner. Current value $100,520. Requested, there is none. Recommended is $79,550. Number 49 is 01472011, Dorothy J. Petrosky. Current value $145,90. Requested is $123,970. Recommended is $133,175. Number 50-00470400, Kenneth R. and Carol L. Prawley. $192,540 is the current value. $174,790 is the requested value, and the recommended change is $179,285. Number 51-00481700, Steve and Ruth A. Prawley. Current value is $201,775. Requested value is $194,675, and the recommended change is $192,785. Number 52-00263-6100, Ron Preston, PK Management, LLC. Current value $825,450. Requested is $531,755. Recommended change $623,625. Number 53-00741-2000, Dewey E. and Joyce A. Radabaugh. Current value $221,305. Requested value $203,750. Recommended change $207,035. Number 54-01476600, Rodney D. and Deborah L. Ream. Current value $94,390. There was no requested value, and the recommended change was $84,085. Number 55-00003330, Lauren Ruskamp. Current value $244,540. Requested value $237,250. Recommended change $240,580. Number 56006910000. Julie Anna M. Scheidler. Current value $128,690. Requested $95,859. Recommended change $95,860. Number 57012595000. Jody K. Schmidt. Current value $79,265. Requested value $70,590. Recommended change $73,005. Number 58002192100. Harlan E. Schroeder. Current value $212,705. Requested $189,705. Recommended change $192,855. Number 59010876726. Clayton and Carol Scott. Current value $230,570. Requested value $188,700. And that was the recommended change, $188,700. Number 60012553000. David W. and Sandra K. Sherwood. Current value $67,110. Requested $32,500. And his recommended change would be $32,500. Number 61015072000. Daniel R. Schottenkirk. Current value $62,955. Requested is $57,845. Recommended change is $58,000. Number 62010876727, David C. and Karen S. Slusher. 256,890 is current value. 170,160 is requested. Recommended is 228,285. Number 63013784703, Southwick Enterprises LLC. 1,518,695 is the current value. 882,740 is the requested value. 1,022,180 is the recommended change. Number 64010518000, Christopher D. and Gail Speck. Current value is $326,780. Requested value $258,000. Recommended is $258,000. 65002719000, James Spoker, H&S Development LLC. Current value $94,770. Requested is $83,000. And recommended is $83,295. Number 66005310100. Larry W. and Betty A. Stolzer. 122,805 is the current value. 109,710 is requested value. 100,260 is the recommended change. Number 67008643000. Haley Taylor. Current value $8,840. Requested value is $5,000, and the recommended change is $5,000. Number 68006499000, Justin M. Taylor. Current value $127,085. Requested value is $107,905. Recommended change $110,250. Number 69014002606. Robert L. and Barbara J. Tiemann. Current value $528,385. Requested $303,765. Recommended $405,335. Number 70, 01304758, Wayne T. and Mary J. Trantham. He signed in, but he didn't show, did he?
Yeah, he left, I think.
Trantham. Or whatever. $212,295 is current value. Requested is $178,500. Recommended $186,560. Number 71000181100. Gertrude Van Grinigan, Grauman. $650,905 is current value. They didn't put a requested value. Recommended change $474,050. Number 72014246000, Sherry Van Lanningham, S&G Land Holding. Current value $40,870. Requested $19,350. Recommended is $19,350. Number 73 is 01181700, Krista Weidel, Beatrice Rentals, LLC, current value $114,140, requested $83,260, recommended $100,305. Number 74013345000, Crystal Whitehall, Beatrice Reynolds, LLC, current value $108,185, requested value $84,025, and the recommended change is $100,450. Number 75 is 01334600, Crystal Whitehall, Beatrice Rentals, LLC. 108,895 is the current value. 84,025 is the requested value. And the recommended change is $100,450. Number 76, 00336,000, Mark and Sherry Whedon, 78,450 is the current value. 38,000 is the requested value, and we went to 50,560. Number 77009538000, Keith L. Wolken, current value 358725, requested 25,000, recommended 29,000. Number 78014566000, Keith L. Wolken, 37065, requested is 30,000. We recommended 32,525. Number 79014567000, Keith L. Wolken, 44,280 is the current value, 30,000 is the requested, 40,315 is what was recommended. Number 80015256000, Keith L. Wolken, 38,030 was the current, 30,000 was the requested, 34,080 is the recommended change. Number 81015257000, Keith L. Wolken, 42,880, current value, 35,000, requested value, 37,630 is recommended change. Number 82012305000, Peggy Young, current value, 49,180, requested is 44,880, and the recommended change is 44,880. Number 83012318000, Peggy Young, current value 61,035, requested is 55,690, and the recommended is 55,690. Number 84013894000, Michael M. Zarbenicki, current value is 86,335, requested is 75,800, recommended is 77,700.
Make a motion.
And then we have three withdrawals.
I'd make a motion to accept the approved changes as read by the assessor.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, second by Dorn to accept these as read by the assessor. Any discussion? Patty?
You want to abstain from the one?
Or does I don't have ownership in it, so
okay.
I think I'd be
I just
okay.
Want to make sure.
Thank you, though. Any other discussion? Vote. Five in favor. They are accepted.
Okay, now do you have to read in the withdrawal?
Yeah, I would. These were withdrawn. Parcel 01305430, Brian D. and Elisa K. Soderstrom. That was withdrawn. Number two is 01305430. The same people, Brian D. and Elisa. And number 30104890000, Eric Darhash was withdrawn.
I make a motion to approve the withdrawals as read by the assessor.
Second.
Moved by Ballin, second by Dorn to approve the withdrawals. Any discussion? Vote. Five in favor. They are approved. Anything else for equalization? Boyd.
Six.
My understanding is you asked me to look at this report of destroyed real property from the flooding.
Yes, sir.
And I did that. I made two phone calls and ended up talking, of course, with a farmer, and then the other one is a landlord, so I called the tenant. And I have proposals based on those conversations and the pictures and the what they think they were been harmed.
How do we go about this, Patty? Do we just have you review these and move forward with them, or do we have to read them into record? Or
what the law states is that I determined that they I believe this is how it works, is that significant damage must exceed 20% of the current assessed value as defined, and then the county board decides from that, from your referee.
Well, first of all, did he decide that there's more than 20% damage? Okay.
That's my determination.
On all the roads, six parcels, two owners?
There's two owners, there's one, two, three, four, six parcels. And the pictures and the documentation is, it's severe. Here's a note. Pass that one down, please.
Would your recommendation be through the assessor's office to approve these?
Yes. It's a one-year thing, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I told him. I said, I know you're going to take longer, particularly on some of that farm, to clean it up than 1 year, but this is a one-year deal. And to my understanding, I hedged it because I'm not positive on what the rules are. But
I think Roger said this is 1 year.
It's significant. You pass those down and let them look at the pictures.
But you want to look at the pictures on the backs of them?
Yeah, if you want to see the photos, they're pretty well documented when they applied for them.
Did you guys look at these today?
And I assume these properties will get fixed, but if they didn't get fixed, why?
They're gonna.
You'd have a new assessment next year.
Yes, sir. Yeah. The one particularly, Regeer, is going to have to build a dike.
So what do...
But man, I don't know if you can build a dike.
Well, Regeer's property is being purchased by Midland and given to something Grove, Fritz Grove, hunting club or something. So that entire would be the west side of the property. If they can make the deal, gets a road put back in that's washed out now with riprap on both sides and a rock surface. So that'll act as a semi-dike. I've seen hundreds of loads of concrete go onto that farm, and they're all almost gone. So I don't know where they went.
You don't mess with Mother Nature, I'm telling you.
So, Patty, that's your recommendation. So if we accept that recommendation, do you need a motion that says we accept that?
But the only thing my decision is that I say that it's damaged more than 20% of the total valuation, and Lloyd has determined that for you guys. So there's a value that needs to be placed on it.
Yeah.
And you called it waste, didn't you, or did you
I've
not?
Got, I have spot my value. I said it was proposed value based off the information that I received. And what I did was sat down with Annette, and we went through the soil types and took off
the ones.
I reduced them to $200 waste.
Do you have any comparable sales for waste?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
I'm kidding.
So we probably need to read those.
I was smiling, Matt. I was smiling.
We probably need to have those old numbers and the new numbers and read them in. Or are we going to have to come back next week?
Do we need to do that right now?
We either need to do it today or you have to call a special meeting before the 25th of July.
While we're here, why don't we do that real quick?
Okay.
Do you have that information?
I do. You want me to read it to you?
Yes, please. If you just read it into record.
Okay, let me read. Can I read these? Like, as I read this, can then I'll tell you the value that I had on it, and then you tell me the new value?
Well, let me have the sheets, and I'll hand them to you then, please, so we keep them in order.
Or you can read them in. It's Marcia Regeer.
No, I'll let you, I want you to read them.
Oh, okay.
I don't have that skill set.
We knew that, but
yeah, I know.
Limited.
I'm very limited. Here you go. There's one.
Okay, so the first one is Marcia Regeer, 21648 Southwest 45th Road, Beatrice, 68310, and this is in section 1946, the north half of the northwest quarter, 71.08 acres. Parcel ID is 00442800. My value that I have on it and placed on it for the current year was $230,640.
Based on the estimate of damage, I put $148,160 on it for a 36% reduction.
Okay.
There's the next one.
And are you going to be in tomorrow to help me write these up?
If you request me, yes.
Otherwise, I need to put some...
I thought my contract was over today, but...
You're on for life. Okay, so the next one's under Marcia Regeer also, and that is 00443000, and it's section 1946, north half of the south half of the northwest quarter, 37.87 acres. and the current value is $110,415.
And I suggest $44,600 for a 60% decrease in assessment.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. $2,900.
This one's under Marsha Regeer also. It's parcel 00442900. It's the south half, northwest quarter, section 1946, 37.58 acres. My current value was $62,365.
I suggest $44,035 for reduction of 29%. That's your last one, Regeer.
This one's Marsha Regeer, parcel 00073600. It's northeast, northeast, except right away, section 2445, 38.74 acres. My current value was $38,600.
And the proposed number is $20,355, 47% reduction in value. The total is $184,870 in reduction in assessment.
Total was how much of your total reduction?
The total reduction proposed is $184,870. That'd be, as I understand it, a one-year situation. Where's K buses? Oh, the Bertha bus.
I cannot support Regeer's. He don't get his work done in a normal year.
Some of this reduction is coming from the standpoint they can't get to the field. It's not just the gully going through it and the sand that's been deposited, but there's a tremendous amount of work to do. I agree.
How much sand is out there on some of that?
Well, I didn't talk to Regeer about that. It didn't come up in the conversation, but Holcein, the tenant, told me 1 to 2 feet.
Only 2 feet.
Yeah.
And wait, he rents that out?
He's going to have to haul it out. I asked him, on the Missouri, they're asking the government to let him put it back in the river. And the tenant doesn't know. He's just kind of, you could hear him shaking his head on the phone, you know.
What Eric asks is if he rents it out. Rents it out.
What?
He rents it out.
Hillen Farms that.
I'm talking about bus.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, I jumped on you. Bus, Bertha Bus is a landlady, and she leases it to Alan Holcein and his brother.
Okay, they were on Regeer, weren't you?
And just for your information, if you got a foot of sand on an acre, you got about 3,000 cubic yards of sand. And to move it off is probably going to cost you what? Buck a yard or buck and a half a yard? Or
we moved anywhere from 1 to 4 feet of sand off of a quarter in 17, and it was $300,000-$400,000, I think.
Yeah.
And that was with a spot to dump it within a half mile.
How much was it?
$300,000-$400,000, if I remember right.
And that was for how many acres?
A quarter.
Quarter.
And when we get to bus, some of that ground's being assessed as irrigated out of the river.
Yep.
So there's a pretty healthy reduction there also.
I mean, it's possible they could just decide to kind of abandon this ground and let it go back to trees. I mean, if you got too much damage, too much sand, why? And you think the river's going to hit you again, why? You know, what's the point? But
Galen's ground, where that thing's washed through there, I looked at it for Midland Township, and they had a lot more sand on it. The second flood washed it through. Oops, sorry. Let's get the other one red, and we'll get out of here. Sorry.
It flushed it out, huh? It scoured it out.
All right.
Okay, this is Bertha T. Bus. Can I start reading these?
Yep, go for it. I can keep track of that.
2211 Sunset Drive, apartment 221 Beatrice, parcel 00022070000, southwest of the southeast, 2855. I had it valued, current value at $41,745.
And I suggest $19,295. Or a 54% reduction.
And then Bertha Bus again, her parcel is 00022520000, northeast of the northwest quarter, section 3355. And I had it valued at $420,480.
The proposal is $232,000 even for a 45% reduction. The grand total is $210,930 reduction in assessment value.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a recommendation to approve the recommendations from the assessor's office regarding the report of destroyed real property. I believe this form called Form 425, which we read into the record.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second to accept this destroyed real property. Any further discussion? Vote. 5 in favor. Betty Dorn voting in favor.
By the way, that was because of the second one.
Why we bundled them.
By the way, all three parties were very appreciative of you guys taking a look at it.
And I think we had to.
Well, I didn't tell them that.
Yeah. Somebody was really appreciative.
I told them it was out of the goodness of your heart.
Yeah.
Good.
But I called Nemaha County Assessor today. She's going to dump 126 of them in the lap
We did scramble to get it done looking that way.
Is there anything else for equalization?
We can finally adjourn.
We will adjourn at 5:51 p.m. on the clock.